Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, heats out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit. What is entertain? Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What?
Not tomorrow, not after breakfast. Now!
Arrogance.
You are shit. Y'all see what I'm tapping? Shut up! Because of my big mouth, I made this woman laugh.
You're an idiot.
Shut up. Hakthui, what are you talking about? You're an idiot.
Fuck off.
Shut up!
Classy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm fucking funny. I'm fucking entertaining. Fuck you.
Alcoholism.
Kenny is a functioning alcoholic.
See, I have an alcohol issue. And
issue?
Yeah, it's an issue. It's an issue. I'm not a problem. It's just an issue.
I'm my own kind of reckless disaster. I'm fucking German. I might be Jewish, too. But I was a fucking Jedi.
Kenny likes to drink.
I was drunk. Let's all go skinny dipping. My problem is, I don't have a problem. I work all day. I come home. I have a couple of drinks. It's psychologically bad for my penis.
Arrogance and alcoholism. The Conti and Kenny Show.
The vision is real. The power is real. Weaken. The fear is real.
Because they have returned.
I think it's the greatest intro ever. What do you think, Kenny?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Makes it sound like we're like an amazing show.
Yeah, we've been using it for like 10 years.
Yeah, fuck it. It's the only thing we keep exactly the same. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Conti and Kenny Show. It is July 29, 2013. Conti Kenny, Arrogance and Alcoholism. The phone number is 330-227-4643. That's 330-2-CRINGE. And if you are on Skype, you could just use NPN Studios. And if you want to go into the chat room, it's morelikeradio.com/live. Or if you want to take us on the go, as they say, get the free TuneIn app on your phone. It's called TuneIn. It's like one of those iHeartRadio things. And then you just search More Like Radio. Click it in your favorites. And then whenever you want to listen to our show or any of the shows, live or repeats, you can just go on there and you're on More Like Radio. And our Twitter accounts are, the show is at C and K Show. Mine is at Joe Conti Comic, and Kenny's is at Kenny Michaels 5. Like our Facebook page, and also subscribe to the show on iTunes and morelikeradio.com and contiandkenny.com, and also subscribe to the new Conti and Kenny Shorts, which is, I'm going to do the new one this week, Kenny, with vacation and then last week settling back in and just trying to find material, you know? Good material,
yeah,
to mix
sure.
in.
Absolutely.
So,
I apologize. I was just eating my stupid pussy munchables.
That's all right. So, what's going on, man? We are doing this solo. Mike might come in later. He got held up at work, but we're going to try to do this the way all the other shows on this network do their shows. They all do it where everybody is on Skype and they're all in different parts of the country. And you're down at where, Tallahassee?
Still Tallahassee, yeah.
Tallahassee.
Yeah. Okay. Hot, fucking stupid Tallahassee.
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
Oh, my God, it's brutal. It's brutal hot, and it's been raining every single fucking day I've been here.
Oh, yeah? Like how long? Like a lot of rain? Or?
Yeah, not like your regular Florida rain where like 4:30. It happens every day at 4:30. But this, like, it'll rain in the morning. One side of the street will be dry. The other one will be flooded.
Wow.
It's just stupid.
That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it really looks like fucking, I don't know if I mentioned it last show, but it looks like fucking Jurassic Park. It's all weird trees and rainy and just stupid. It's, yeah, it really sucks. It's hot. I mean, like, unbearably hot. Like, we actually had, I had a couple, a little time off yesterday, so we went into the pool.
Oh, you got a pool in the hotel?
Me and a pal.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a little tiny thing, but I was only in there for about an hour or so and I got burnt. Not bad burnt, but I got, like, color, you know?
Right.
And then a couple hours later, it rains. And then a few hours after that, the sun comes back out. And it was like, you know when you burn yourself and then it touches hot, it hurts even worse? Oh. And you're like, holy shit, this sun is beating on me.
Yeah, I'm Italian. I'll pretend to know what you're talking about.
Yeah, this sun is beating on me, too.
That happened to me, too, where, you know, you're really, really colored in, and you even touch that part of your arm or your chest, and it just feels like it's boiling, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't a bad burn. It was. I knew I got burned, but I don't know if it came through Skype, but I had a really good line that I liked.
You don't look blue.
What's that?
I know you, well, you're German, Jewish, Polish, Italian, I don't know, but... You sit in the sun for an hour and you'd like turn blue, don't you?
Yeah. I get really red and then like a baboon's clit and then
wow, okay.
And then like 2 days later I get tan and my hair disappears. It gets white.
Wow. Now where is Tallahassee's in the panhandle? Is that where it is?
Panhandle, also known as honky trash neighborhood.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's
It's actually I'm in the college part, the FSU part, so it's okay. It's not bad.
All right, that's all they do down there.
Yeah, exactly.
The Seminoles.
Yeah, yeah. And in the halftime show, they rape Sacagawea on the 50-yard line.
All right. So, man, when are you going to be back in Jersey?
As of right now, Saturday. Possibly.
You're going to be home Saturday.
Possibly.
All right.
Could get extended.
We'll see. Why don't you just do a shitty job so they won't keep you out there as long?
I know. The problem is I am doing a shitty job. That's why I have to stay out here longer. If I would have got my shit together, I'd be home by tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's funny. The guys I'm down here with, they sent for them last week. And it's my pal Derek and this guy Safe. Now Safe is, did I mention this last week? Safe?
His name is Safe?
Safe, yeah.
Like as in crack a safe?
Yeah, as in safe at home.
Okay.
Or when he's around, children aren't safe.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And he's an Egyptian guy. And the other guy he's with is, he's a real cool dude, but he's jacked. He's just a monster, and his tattoos of, like, warriors and stuff all over his body, all tatted up, looks like an MMA fighter. If you had to say, what does that guy do for a living, you'd be like, bust skulls. You know what I mean?
Right.
But he's a creep-up. Nice, is one of the coolest dudes you'll ever meet. You know what I mean? So the whole time they're going into the airport, he's like, you know what, man? He's like, this is going to be shit because of you're Egyptian, we're never going to get through. We're gonna get profiled. It's gonna take forever. They're gonna look through all my shit. And he's busting his balls the entire time. So the Egyptian guy, right through security. Okay,
really?
Right through security. He tells me he's starting to put his shoes on, and they got the other dude, the MMA looking dude, Derek, in the back in a glass room, and are wiping down his hands with like swabs.
Get out of here!
Yeah, they took him out of the line.
Wow!
So the Egyptian guy was fucking dying laughing at him. He's like, pointing at him through the window. He's got like his shirt off, and they got his thumb up his ass.
No way! Wow!
Yeah.
So they went completely opposite down there.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're not backwards down there.
No, not at all.
They don't know. They're fine.
You can always tell a good town when, one, nobody has to wear a helmet.
Right.
And then, two, half the family sits in the back of the pickup truck.
Or are they just dropping everybody off from work?
yeah. Then you know you're in a good town.
Andale, off of here. Oh, no.
Yeah, and then you always like to see when one of them in a high-speed chase just hook a right and just spill 17 immigrants into the weeds.
Well, there's a video of that.
It's like dumping a cup of coffee. They just spill right into the woods on the side of the road.
I've seen that. There's like a video of that of their coming. They were getting through Mexico, and it was like a shitload of people in the back of like a pickup truck. And they were getting chased, and they tried to make that turn, and it, like, literally turned over. And it, like, looked like it was landed on him, but it just flipped over. And then, boom, they all just scattered like mice, dude. It was crazy. One of those, the video was from, like, a helicopter.
Exactly. Yeah, I think we're probably talking about the same one.
Oh, wow. It was just weird, man, because you're like, oh, my God, those people are dead. No, they're not. And they just take off, man. You know, that's how shitty it must be in Mexico that you would be willing to move to Texas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's got to be so bad in Mexico. You're like, we have to go to Texas. I'm like, no, you don't. Stay in Mexico, you know, but it's just Mexico is hard.
It's so good here that I have to bring my entire family in the back of this pickup truck and do 120 evading police officers in a raggedy truck that
exactly.
is not going to make it.
Yes, it's like you are breaking as many laws as possible to get out of your country. You know what I mean? Like the place that you grew up in. It's your home. You know what I mean? And it's so bad that you're like, whatever we have to do, even if I got to float on a teacup from Cuba to Key West to get out of here.
And do you know the hang time on a 3-year-old Mexican wing getting launched out of the back of a pickup truck?
I'm gonna guess like Jordan doing the slam dunk from the foul line. You know what I mean? Where he felt like he was in the air.
Oh no, much longer than that.
Much longer than that.
Yeah, you could almost fair catch it.
Do they have the clock like when they do with punters? You know,
yeah, exactly.
Like football game.
Time clock, yeah.
Four, 5.5. Ray Guy just booted a Mexican across the state line. If you don't know who Ray Guy is, fuck you. I had an interesting night last night. We, because last night was the Otto benefit.
Yeah, Big A's in the chat room too. What's up, Big A?
Oh, okay. Big A was there.
I was looking at his pictures. Yeah,
Big A was there.
Not of the show of him just lying poolside. It's really creepy.
Nice. Did he have Princess Leia tied up?
It sucks.
Just kidding, Big A. We couldn't go to the show because I had to go to the Yes concert. And you know what? It ended up being really good, I have to say. Like, I would love to say it was awful, and I was just, like, you know, tortured the whole time. But it was good. Like, they were amazing. The lead singer wasn't the original lead singer, because he couldn't be there, and he had this young guy. All the other guys were fossils, dude. The Steve Howe looked like the Crypt Keeper. Like, the Crypt Keeper with big froggy glasses. The bass player looked like Ted DiBiase with gray hair and a little chunk of a belly. Mm. And the drummer, it was John Wayne Gacy, dude. John Wayne Gacy is back from the dead. And he's going to have another crossbait filled with young boys because that's who these guys were. And it was a great concert. These guys, they're all probably in their 60s,
Roundabout
is probably their biggest hit. You know Roundabout?
I don't know the name of it. I'm sure I know what song it is. I don't know the name of it.
Yeah, as soon as you hear it, you'll know. But the show went really well for the Otto thing. Here, Kenny, you'll know it right away. Pretty pretty famous intro. Don't worry, it's an 8-minute song, more like radio. I'm not playing the whole thing. But, so the Otto thing went great. From what I understand, they made a lot of money. And actually,
did they, yeah?
Yeah, I could have gotten on stage, dude. You got to know this, right?
I got it, yep.
Yeah, right? Yeah, this is like one of their biggest hits. But, because what happened was I was working with Voss on Wednesday. Before the show, and because it was Levy, Bonnie, and Voss on the show, and Voss was like, "Hey, dude," he goes, "you're gonna be there, right?" I'm like, "I don't know, I don't think so. I think I gotta be somewhere." And he's like, "Cause Bonnie doesn't want to follow Levy, cause Levy's like way too fucking dirty, and she doesn't like going first, you know." I was like, "He's like, why don't you do a spot?" I'm like, "I don't know, I'm not running this show." So they ended up putting Teddy up. So I could have been at the show, hung out, and done a spot. But instead I got to see Yes. But it was, dude, they were phenomenal, man. My girlfriend is a huge Yes fan, and the other guy was a huge Yes fan. And, dude, they played 3 hours. They played three.
Oh, it was one of those?
It ended up being, they started about 20 to 8, and they ended about 10:30. But there was also a 20-minute intermission. So what? It's a total of 3 hours by the time you got out of there, but they played about 2.5 hours.
What was the intermission? Dialysis?
Yeah, I think that. And you know what was cool? There was granted, there were a lot of, like, you know, some older people, some guys in their 60s and women, and a lot of people probably their late 50s. But I saw a lot of kids, 16, 17, with their parents or uncles, and they looked like they were having fun, you know?
Yeah.
I was really surprised.
They probably grew up listening to it from the parents.
Yeah.
So they were like, yeah, I'll go see that. That's like, you know, like my nephew, my cousins, you know, he's like 8 years old, and he loved Jethro Tull. I'm like, how the fuck do you know Jethro Tull?
That's phenomenal. That's
just because his father is a Jethro Tull.
Yeah, that's
fan,
great, right? Man.
There's no way a fucking 8-year-old is discovering Jethro Tull.
Yeah, how's he discovering a rock band with a flute player in it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
But they played 3 albums cover to cover.
That's what
they did. So it was 3 separate albums. But the biggest song was Roundabout, which wasn't on one of the albums. So they did the 3 albums, right? Cover to cover. And they did the first 2 albums, and then they took the 20-minute intermission. Then they did the last album, which was doesn't have this on it. Concert's over. So I'm looking at Beverly, and of course they got to do an encore. You know that bullshit at concerts where, you know, they go, thank you, good night, Cleveland, and they walk off, and everybody sits there, and they keep cheering and blah, 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 until they come back out. Like the cheering convinced everybody.
Yeah.
You know, if like that. That's what it was. You know, like,
and, yeah.
Yeah, like, well, you know what? You guys wouldn't leave, so we came out. I was getting blown in the back, but I decided to come back out. And so, all right, they do that.
We appreciate our fans so much. Here's some more rock. Go fuck yourself, you pretentious cocksucker.
So
you were coming back out.
Yeah. So what happened was, they did the 3 albums. Roundabout was not on any of the albums, so they did not play it. And then when they came out for their encore, they played Roundabout. And it was great. You know what I mean? I mean, it's their, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's like Sabbath playing War Pigs or Paranoid. You know what I mean? And the thing I thought, I go to my girlfriend, I go, how funny would it be if they came out for a second encore and played Owner of a Lonely Heart? Remember Owner of a Lonely Heart from like the 80s? When Yes got all weird and, you know, like, it was like, I don't think Yes fans really like the Owner of a Lonely Heart thing. And I thought it would have been hilarious for them to come out and be like, oh yeah, our last final encore is Owner of a Lonely Heart. And it's, you know what I mean? Like, I thought that would have been, yeah, I thought it would have been just like, here it is. Just, and because it's got like that, oh, fucking advertising. But, you know, the show, it was like an, it was in Portchester. It's called the Capitol Theater, and it was like an 1,800 seat theater. It was almost all sold out. There was a couple of seats here and there that were out, but here it is. It would have been, dude, I would have found it hilarious for them to play this song as their last, because this is like their most pop, top 40 commercialized. Right.
This is the one I know most.
Yeah, and this would have just infuriated a lot of their fans. But I would have thought, like, don't you get the comedy? You know what I mean? Like, this is hilarious. Like, if they would have done this as their last song. Although I think this album's actually really good. It's got some really good songs on it. But I look at Yes now in a different light, man. I look at them like completely different. Dude, but the lead singer was this young dude. He almost looked like Shannon Hoon from Blind Melon. He was like 30 years old. Sang like a friggin' animal, dude. He was amazing. But he had those striped hippie pants that like you would see on Magic Garden. The stripes are going down, light colors, and like this white shirt. And he was just like Jesus up there. He was just like, just pointing to the audience like he was blessing the audience all night. And I'm like, this cocksucker's having way too much fun, you know? He's having way, way too much fun.
Was he one of those retreads? They found like a Journey?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Guy? Yeah, yeah. I think
he sounded like him and everything?
I think he recorded a couple of albums. And because I was talking to some huge Yes fan, and but this guy sounded just like their lead singer, that John Anderson. And I think the only reason he couldn't do it because he had like some project he was working on, and
he had to get a hernia surgery or a hip replacement.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's gonna have like 18 fucking stents put in.
His prostate was swollen so. He had to miss his show at the Colonial Theater, wherever it was. Where was it again?
Capitol Theater in Portchester, New York. Right over the Tappan Zee Bridge. 10 minutes over the Tappan Zee. Right past our old studio.
Gotcha.
But I'm really glad I went because I have a whole new respect for Yes, and I had a great time. And Otto called me today because he didn't know I wasn't going, and he was like busting my balls. But when I told him I had to go to the Yes concert and I couldn't get out of it, he goes, shit, I would have rather gone to the Yes concert than go to the fucking fundraiser.
How do you feel about it?
He seemed okay with it. You know, I think he was humbled by it. You know what I mean? And he said, from what I understood, everybody had a great time. And there were no, like, I think they were thinking there was going to be some problems with comics. For comics to be like, because you know there's going to be a lot of comedians coming down. And was there going to be any issues? Hey, what the fuck? I got to pay $30. Otto's my friend. And how come I can't get any time? That kind of stuff.
Oh, you'd be a fucking jerk off.
Be a jerk off if you did. But none of that happened. Everybody was cool. And I think that's the way it should have been. You know what I mean? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's not about you. You know what I mean? It's about somebody else. It's about our pal Otto who... you know, who fell ill and needs a little help. You know, I mean, he's not sick anymore. I mean, but, you know, it set him back. And, you know, he's brought so much joy and pain to a lot of people in the last 30 years.
Yeah.
But also he's brought a lot.
Just leave it at that. He's brought.
Yes, he's brought so a lot. People. He's brought a lot of stuff. Let's just say that. But, you know, he brought a lot of, you know, he's given a lot of work to a lot of comics, you know. Whether or not because Otto's never had, you know, because Otto always needs somebody to drive him, doesn't matter. Point is that, you know what? You got to do a lot of work with Otto. Otto was always, you know, it's always absolutely pretty cool. Just appreciate it and go there and enjoy the show.
Yeah, after a while, it wasn't because he needed a ride. It was because he wanted to hang out with his pals. You know what I mean?
Oh, here, hold on. Big A's calling in. Let me see if I can add him to the call. Big A.
Hey, Joe.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Not bad. How you doing?
Not bad.
Hey, what's up, brother?
I had a great time at the benefit.
I heard the show was great.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was really, really good. And it was good to see, you know, Otto. And yeah.
Were there a lot of pals there, or was it just random people, or a lot of friends?
Actually, it was some friends, but it wasn't too many people. I don't know if it was the planning or if it was the weather, because the weather was like pouring rain. Actually, Otto almost didn't make the benefit because of the pouring rain.
Yeah, I know they sold about 150 tickets, but, you know, mind you, it's a brand new venue, and they only had a month to get this thing together, and they were constantly trying to get more comics, but it ended up on the same weekend that it was the Montreal Comedy Festival, so, you know, I kind of heard
a little bit, yeah.
I think so, too. You know, that was, that kind of sucked. I heard they sold about, I would say, like 150 tickets, and maybe not as many people came because of the weather. But
yeah, but still, doesn't mean we can only do one off. You know what I mean?
Right.
We can continue to do them.
Yeah. No. And I think he's getting back to his groove. He's going up to Connecticut, and but the show I heard was really good. It was with Levy, Bonnie McFarlane, Voss. And then Teddy Daniels did a spot that probably would have been for me, but but I wasn't there. But it's totally cool. I don't care.
Oh, he did a 5-minute spot, which he didn't even. I mean, he didn't even want to do it because he was feeling sick. And yeah. They made him do it.
Yeah, yeah. He was.
Pushed him.
Yeah,
he was. And then he made everyone else sick after he finished his 5 minutes.
He was texting me. He was calling me every name in a book because I wasn't there to do the spot. He just didn't feel like
a 5-minute spot.
Yeah, he did not want to do it. He was not feeling up to it. So, who else? I know I saw a bunch of people putting it on Facebook that they were there. I saw Carlton was there. Did he come with you, Big A?
Oh yeah, Carlton took a beating from Voss. And Levy.
Oh, yeah. Carlton takes it in stride. Yeah, he takes it in stride. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
No.
Carlton's a black man, of course, if anybody doesn't know Carlton. But, you know, he took a beating from them. But you could put a fucking German Shepherd on him and hit him with a hose, and it still wouldn't affect him. You know what I mean? He doesn't care. He gets the humor, and he's a funny dude, and he's a good dude. I'm sick of his positive, hey, good morning, everybody. It's a Monday. It's going to be warm out. Dress appropriately. Shut up, yeah, you fucking, about, you positive how about, fuck.
How about his big words of vim and vigor? It's like, who uses those words?
Which, you know? what word?
I don't think I'm friends with him on Facebook.
Oh, something in vigor.
I'm hoping you said vigor.
Yeah.
Okay. Did. All right. All right. You scared me for a second.
That's one of the words you used.
All right. It's weird when somebody who has a bit of a speech stuttering thing says the word vigor. It just freaked me out a little bit for a half a second. I was like, "What's Big A going on here? You're a big lummox Jew that lives in the Bronx. What's wrong with you? What do you want to do? Get fucking murdered up there?" But everybody said that the show was great. I heard they had some issues after the show, and because it was the first time at that venue, and they didn't really know how to handle the checks, and people were waiting there a while. But all in all, it was great, and I'm glad that I got to be able to go and still do my thing that I couldn't get out of, and they still got to put on a great show. And I don't know why. I had anything to do with it, but
you know who made an announcement? He didn't do no jokes. He just made like a 2-minute announcement in the beginning.
Who?
Kenny.
Club soda?
Kenny? Yeah, he was there. He didn't make the trip to Montreal.
Oh.
Some reason.
I just want to say that I'm not in Montreal today.
And we all hope that Otto feels better and he's not gay.
And he Thank pretty you. Much, and also he pretty much said, if anybody filmed or recorded, I mean, pictures are all right, but if anybody filmed or recorded, they'd be sorry.
Yes.
Yeah. I will smash your iPhone over your head.
They made some really great shirts, Kenny. Did you see them?
No, I haven't been able to. I talked last week. Remember when you, Conti? Listen to this, Big A. Yeah. Conti sends me a text message. Otto wants you to call him. He's got a question about Brussels sprouts. A bean sprout? No, it's bean sprouts.
Yeah.
So I guess because I cook, you know what I mean. I'm in the restaurant business, so I figured I know how to fucking cook bean sprouts. So I call Otto back. I was on the phone with him for like 15 minutes, just catching up. He didn't mention one fucking thing about bean sprouts, and then I forgot.
So I don't know. That's what he said to me. Or something. That's what he said to me. He's a weirdo.
Yeah, he was out to lunch or something like that. He didn't mention one fucking thing about bean sprouts.
Really? Did you say Otto Peterson out to lunch and not know how true that is? Fucking meathead.
Yeah, but I'm glad people supported him and stuff. And that it won't be the last one. We'll do another bunch of them, catch him back up. It's the least we can do.
Yeah, it's just that... I know, like, little Jimmy Norton was going to try to do it, but he couldn't do it. He had to go to Montreal. I know a couple other people that they were trying to get. And it's just, hey, you know what? It was, they raised a nice piece of change to help our pal out. And I know he really appreciates it. So that's what counts. Right, Kenny? It's all about doing a good deed.
Exactly. Getting your pal some cash or saving babies from
burning
bus
buildings.
Accidents. Yeah, I don't know.
Talking about.
Yeah, I have no idea. I was trying to think of something. I just laid it flat.
That's all right. So, Big A, everything else is going well?
Yeah. Not bad. I'm doing okay. Keeping me busy.
Good, good. And, you still feel good? Everything is, because, you know, you still look good, and just hoping that you're still feeling good with your health?
Yeah. Yeah. So far, so good.
Good.
I tell you, Big A makes his rounds, man. He's
whoa, whoa, whoa. He lost a lot of weight. Why you got to say that shit?
He makes his rounds.
Yeah.
No, but he's everywhere. Any like hot spot, anything that pops up, Big A's there, man. He always supports everybody.
Of course, really cool. He's a fucking leech. I mean, he's really supportive.
I'm not a leech.
I'm kidding, you big lummox. No, you know what? Big A is always. You're right. He's there during whatever you want to call it, the hot spots.
Yeah, but the reason
40s
why
detective.
Is... What's that? I'm sorry.
40s detective. He's at the hot spots.
Did I say that? Is that what
you
I said?
You said hot spots, Kenny.
No, but you're like, who would say, if who was having an event and saying, oh, I don't want Andrew there?
No, nobody.
You know what I mean?
No, I mean.
You can't.
No, I mean, he's.
Even if you wanted to, even if he, like, annoyed the shit out of you, you're like, no, of course he can come.
Yeah, he's or bold. If you just want to mess with him. You can't even do it, like, for, you know, to be serious and to, you know, without saying, dude, I was just kidding. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you just
exactly.
can't do it. Yeah, he's. Plus, he'll crush you with that paw of his. He is. He's like a hairless Jew bear. He's just this big. I bet you could run about 40 miles an hour, Big A, and climb a tree. A tree grows in the Bronx. So I'm glad. I'm glad everything went well. I'm glad that everybody had a good time. And I'm just a little disappointed I didn't get to go. But it's all good.
Yeah, I would have liked to perform also. I would have liked it to be on, like, the weekend and have, like, you know, like a weekend when nobody's working or something.
Right.
Or everyone doesn't, you know, long enough in advance that no one books anything.
Yeah.
You know? And we all just go there and get shit-faced and hang out and have a good time.
Yeah. It, you know what? It could have been, but, you know, they were trying to do it, so you do it on a Sunday so everybody, you know.
Yeah, true. Of course.
More of a chance of people going there, so.
Also, Also, the food at Pure restaurant used to be Harold's.
Yeah, it used to be Harold's. Now it's this high end steak.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, like steak, it's, sushi. We had lunch there.
I saw a Big Ace pictures. It was like Kobe's sashimi or something like that.
Yeah, Kobe beef, sashimi, and I also had five spices of Daiwa scallops.
I loved Kobe sashimi when he plays on the L.A. Rakers, right? Nothing on it. L.A. Rakers.
Asian joke. Swinging and a miss.
And a buzzing.
He didn't stutter on that one.
Yeah. He doesn't stutter on swing and a miss. Or here, boy, Pip. Cocksucker.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious. Now, where is the place? It's the old Harold's in Parsippany?
The old Holiday Inn, yeah.
No kidding.
Yep. So, and he's got some big shows coming up. He's already booking some big shows there, like Collins and Otto. He's already got Otto booked there, so people can go and actually see Otto next time and not just, like, you know, hang out with him and actually see him and his...
He wasn't miserable, but he's like, I gotta sit through these fucking acts. He's just, why don't you just cut me a check? Send it to me. Have a good time. Have a drink on me.
Yeah, once you
here's
pipe
in your eye, send me the check.
Yeah, pipe it into room 115. I'll be in there jerking off. You know what I mean?
I've been seeing Voss's stupid act for 19 years. I don't want to sit through that bullshit again.
You're right. He probably was.
And Teddy Daniels looks sick. Somebody call his mom. you know, it was for all the. I mean, he was absolutely 1,000% appreciative, but to sit, because he's a very private guy, to have to sit through a benefit for him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Any one of us would be kind of like, oh, this is kind of awkward, and then you know, just multiply that by like 15,000, 20,000. You know. He was probably miserable. The only reason why I'm doing this is I'm getting a check at the end of it. Otherwise, you could all suck my cock.
Yeah, he's an odd fellow. But you know, I talked to him today. He was very appreciative.
So, of course. Yeah. Of course he is.
Yeah.
It's just awkward for him to have to sit there.
Yeah. Because he's such an... He's on or off. He's like this... He's almost like a bipolar where it's like one minute he's like, what's going on? The next minute he's like, you fucking motherfucker. I'm like, dude, we just pulled out of your driveway. What are you talking about? You know what I mean? We're not even halfway down the street and I'm a cocksucker. You know, but that's just who Otto is. He doesn't mean any of it. It's like between busting balls and just being, you know, who he is. That's just, that's what you get. And you just... But he's just...
He yelled at me...
of course he did.
On Friday, he yelled at me. He's like, listen, fucking jerk off. He's like, don't forget the boys in the neighborhood. He's like, I know you're traveling. Don't
forget the boys in the neighborhood?
Off. Yeah, what is this, Brighton Beach Memoirs? I know, it's like 1935.
What's he doing, a Ralph Macchio movie? What the fuck's he talking about?
Yeah. Don't forget the boys in
Don't forget the boys in the neighborhood. Really? Was that a James Cagney? What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
The boys in the neighborhood.
But I totally knew him. I gave him a straight dope. And I said, I'll be back soon.
What did you just say?
I gave him a straight dope.
Dope?
What? I gave him the straight dope?
Yeah, you tell somebody how it is. You give them
a
straight dope.
First of all, dumb. All right? You're 37 years old. Stop trying to act like you're fucking 19. And when you're talking about Otto and giving somebody the dope, that takes on a complete different fucking reason,
That's
all right?
True. That's true.
That's a completely different thing.
No, I don't think anybody's said give them the straight dope since probably the 50s.
No.
That was probably the latest.
Hey, dope. I think Kenny's trying to say he's a dope.
I don't know. I'm not sure, but it's just a...
Or let's go get some dope.
Yeah, that's exactly it. All right, what do you think? You want to take a break, and then when we come back, we'll get into some other stuff.
Yeah, sure. Big A, you gonna hang around a bit? Call back in if you got something to add.
Yeah, if you got something to add.
All right. If you're just hanging out.
Yeah. All right, bro.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right, Big A.
All right, good talking to you, Pally.
Big A, and if you want to follow Big A, it's Big A 614 on Twitter, right?
We should have who likes Big A thing trending or something, and then see who how many people actually.
Problem is, it's going to be a bunch of black guys thinking he means a big ass.
Yeah, you're right. Fair enough.
All right. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll get into some other stuff. It's the Conti and Kenny Show on morelikeradio.com.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Have questions? Have answers? Want to complain? Make fun of Kenny? Just want your opinion heard? Call the Conti and Kenny Show. 330-2-CRINGE. That's 330-227-4643.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What the hell? Yes! What the hell?
Adam Cole.
Only pro wrestling can two men kill each other.
Danny Havoc.
Oh, no.
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful? Not painful in that!
CCW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CCW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultraviolet underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just $11.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Missed a previous show? Want to catch up with the show? Have nothing else better going on with your life? Download podcasts of The Conti and Kenny Show. They are on iTunes, and for you Apple haters, they are now on Stitcher. You can also go to morelikeradio.com or theContiandKennyShow.com.
My nickname was I Don't Know Joe because whenever I was trying to talk to somebody about my problems, I'm like, listen, man, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Is that really?
I don't know how I feel, and I don't know. All I know is I don't want to be here. I don't want to be there. I don't know where I want to be. I figured I should tell you. And they're like, they would be like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, I don't know.
Listen to the I Don't Know Joe show every Wednesday at joefernandez.net.
Listening to the Conti and Kenya show. Sorry, what? Sorry. The Conti and Kenny show on, what's it called? MoreLikeRadio.com. You are listening to the Conti and Kenya show. I said it again? Sorry. The Conti and Kenny show. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's apparently what you are listening to. This is Barack Obama. You're listening to the Conti and Kenya show on MoreLikeRadio.com. Wait a minute, that's what I said. What? Sorry. This is Barack Obama. You're listening to the Conti and Kenya show. This is Barack Obama. You're listening to the Conti and Kenny show. I was born in Kenya.
Animals don't have as smooth vaginas.
That makes sense.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
All right, we're back. Kenny, did you just do something with your mic?
I took it off mute.
Oh, holy shit. When you do that, it sounds like a hurricane is coming. Like, and you were in the middle of a tornado. It's weird.
Oh, okay. All right. You know, I'll mute the speaker on the computer then. This fucking microphone is awesome.
It sounds great.
Yeah, it's doing good. It's doing really good.
Yep. Welcome. For everybody who's listening live, it's a Conti and Kenny show.
You look great, by the way. I'm sitting right next to you. You have a nice shirt on. Some
I have my
shorts.
Key West shirt.
Just, oh, do you? Your just, Key West shirt?
I'm just bragging that I was just at Key West a few weeks ago.
Ooh, you Jimmy Fluffit.
I like that, Jimmy Fluffit. Look at you making porno jokes.
Yeah.
Very nice. The phone number is 330-2-CRINGE. That's 330-227-4643. Or if you want to use the Skype, and we'll just connect you in, and you can hear Kenny. It's NPN Studios under Skype. And don't forget to download the podcasts, our regular show, and then also Conti and Kenny Shorts. We have 6 episodes of Conti and Kenny Shorts, and I'm getting some pretty good numbers for the downloads on that. So
yeah, absolutely, man.
Very happy.
Love it.
We're up to 950,000 downloads.
It's beautiful.
I'm just
beautiful.
Kidding.
It's not going as fast as I would like, but
I'm just
getting
kidding.
There.
I don't know. Everybody
baby
seems,
steps.
Everybody seems to have 1 million listeners, 2 million listeners, but us. But that's okay. We're just
they're all full of shit.
We're just plugging along, my friend. Plugging along, trying to do a good show. So, all right. Hey, did you hear about the hurricane that's about to hit Hawaii and they're all evacuating? I don't know where they're going to go. They're on a fucking island.
Isn't it? I'm not sure, but I think that's kind of weird for that to happen in Hawaii.
Yeah, because
isn't it? It's like
they were showing it, and it's like this little. It's not even a big system, but it's going right to Hawaii. You know, because it's such a small little place. Odds of like you know, and you're in the middle of the Pacific, in the middle of nowhere. Like the odds of getting hit with something, I'm assuming are low. But yeah, they have a hurricane coming through. And Kenny, the hurricane name, you know how people are always, you know, busting chops about the hurricane names and, you know, where do they come up with these names and white people are like, oh, they're all nothing but black names now because they used to be nothing but white names. And, well, they're doing it up.
Yeah. Real quick, just to off topic for 1 second, I just popped back into the chat room and Matt Bridgestone, newlywed.
Newly married. In.
And it says, he's like, yo, he says, hello, a weekend with nothing booked is every weekend for Kenny. Thanks, pal.
Yeah.
And then I guess we were talking about taking a break, and he's like, yes, definitely take a break.
Yeah, we talked about Matt last week and him getting married, and I congratulated him and his lovely bride. And they're going to be having a kid soon. Probably not for another 10 months, right, Matt? Wink, wink. Right? Just got married. Wink, wink. Another 10 months and wink, wink. You're going to have your little kid. But yeah, Matt is my one of my oldest pals in comedy. And I discussed this last week. But Matt is married and has a kid and lovely bride. I don't know how long she's going to be under his spell until she boots him in right in his caster. Tells him to hit the road. Hit the road, stupid, and your bad puns. So, yep, there it goes again, Kenny. Whatever you're doing. I don't know what the fuck you're doing.
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, something just went where it was like, got real loud, and then it just... What in the fuck, man? It's going to freak people out if they got their earbuds in. It literally...
Is it really?
Yeah, and then it just came back down.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? When that happens, I can hear you fade away.
Oh.
So maybe it's just a Skype thing or something?
I don't know.
I don't know. But I'm not touching shit.
All right. So anyway, this new hurricane has a name. I don't know. I can't tell if it's a girl or a boy. It's Hurricane Flossie. Flossie.
No, it's I had an aunt Flossie.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
And a cousin Shawshi.
No, you didn't.
I absolutely. totally true.
I've never heard. The only time I've ever heard the word Flossie is like a a kid talking about I got to go flossy my teethy or something. I've never heard the name Flossie before. Or Shishaw or Shawshank or whatever you just said.
Shawshy,
yeah. I mean, it's obviously a made-up thing. What is Flossie or Shawshy short for? I can't believe I'm saying Shawshy. Like, what is Shawshy short for? Seashells by the Shawshy short for. What is Shawshy short for? Why do I got to say this again?
Shank Redemption.
What is
I have
it?
No idea.
So you have an Aunt Shawshy.
I believe she's passed now.
Of course. I mean, with the name Shawshy, she had to be born in 1836.
Yeah, no, I believe she's... I actually believe that's my grandfather's sisters, Flossie and Shawshy.
No, it's not.
I'm being dead honest.
Can't be.
Yep, I got a Flossie and Shawshy.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and Shawshy. I haven't seen them in probably 30
because
years.
Because they never existed. They were figments of your... They were probably just maybe imaginary friends when you were a kid. Hey, this is Shawshy and Flossie. And they're dressed up like old Italian women.
Yeah, Polish. It's Polish.
Oh.
Shawshy and is the Flossie are Polish. I had an Uncle Spoony who...
Uncle Spoony.
Yeah, he basically was like a handyman who just decided to be called my uncle. There was other things that happened that made him make me call him Uncle Spoony. But we won't get it.
Did it have anything to do with spooning?
No, we was always in the weeds.
What do you mean?
There was a bunch of weeds behind the house.
Right?
He would take me in
what's
the
he,
weeds.
Ray Liotta? Does he come out in an old baseball uniform? What are you talking about?
No, he never took me in the weeds.
But I've never heard of the name Flossie. Has anybody in the chat ever heard of Flossie before?
White Ass Brent said I had a cousin named Toothbrush. And then he puts Uncle Spoony had a bad Coke habit.
And he hung out with Uncle Black Fingernail. I don't know if you know, they both had a Coke habit. Right. I'll take a drink after a joke.
It's very, very... old school, you know, 20s, 30s. They're all probably pushing 90 years old by now.
Yeah, just I've never even I've heard almost every name possible, and I've just never heard. Colorado Dickhead in the chat room has never heard of the name Flossie either, and he's a dickhead, so he would know names. I'm not sure why, but it's
yeah,
just,
Flossie.
Yeah, I don't know, but yeah. So they're evacuating Hawaii. How do you evacuate Hawaii? Is everybody getting on planes? You know what I mean? Hawaii, like, how big is the main island in Hawaii? Maybe a quarter of New Jersey? No, I don't know. Maybe not. I bet you it's pretty big. Because when you're looking at it from, like, you know, whenever you look at the islands of Hawaii, you're looking at it from a world map. A world map. And they're small. But if you look at, like, you know, the size of Jersey on that wall... on that map, it's kind of small too. So maybe it's like Jersey sideways or something. I don't know.
I'm not even sure of the actual the footage, but it says here.
I think it would be in miles.
Of...
I don't think it's going to be in foot, Kenny. I don't think fucking Hawaii is that small.
Well, what did footage. I say? I'm sorry.
I don't know the footage of how big Hawaii is. It's 32,000 square feet, and we'll run conduit to get Hawaii. What we'll do is we'll run 240 volts in the lower end of Hawaii, and then
221, whatever it takes.
It's how much footage is?
I didn't even realize I said that. I was looking up Flossie in Wikipedia. I don't know how much square footage that takes. Maybe it's I don't know. It's got to be 3, 4, 9, 8. Maybe even I don't know. Who knows? A couple of yards. Maybe it's a couple of yards. I don't even know that meter shit. How much is a meter? Who gives a shit? I don't even know the square footage. It's like. I don't know, maybe fucking, who cares?
What's the square footage of the state Hawaii down in the Pacific? I don't know, but my house is the size of the little greenhouses in Monopoly, apparently.
Yeah. You know what would be funny? A perfect comeback for two guys talking about it. Ask me in the Italian voice, what's the square footage of Hawaii?
Like the way my dad would say it, or no, like the Guido guy.
Yeah.
Hey, How many square foot is Hawaii?
The same size as your sister's ass.
Oh, hey, no offense. Hey, that's a little disrespectful over there. I don't know. That ain't too cool. Because now we'll have to go outside.
I mean no disrespect. I mean no disrespect.
Now I got to put the pleats back in my pants. I got to go out there and kick your ass.
Yeah, I meant your mother's ass.
No mutters. No mutters. Mutters. I don't know how these guys were from.
According to this, flossy is the meaning of flossy is blossoming or flourishing. Flossy is generally used as a girl's name. It consists of seven letters and two syllables.
And nobody named Flossy right now is blossoming.
Flossy is flowering or in bloom. They're believed to be of Latin origin.
No, they're all fucking dead roses.
Here it is. It's a variant of the name Florence.
Oh.
There you go.
What about Flo? Hurricane Flo.
Flossy.
Should have been just Hurricane Flo. That's Florence. Flo. Kiss my grits. I've never heard of Flossy. I can't believe I've never heard that name before.
I don't even know how to spell Shawshy.
I just see the word Shawshank in my head every time you say Aunt Shawshy. I just, you know what I mean? Shawshy. S-H-A-W-S-H-I-E. If it's an old white woman, it's I-E. But if it's like a black person, it's like A-Y or something like that.
I just put S-H-Y and it pops up. What does the name Shody mean?
Shody.
Not Shody.
Shawshy. Shawshy.
Shawshy Yin, Facebook. Look at that. There's a Shawshy Yin.
Yin?
Shawshy Yin is on Facebook. Join.
Asian broad?
It's a Chinese lady. Shawshy Yin.
Everybody go and friend request Shawshy Yin. and tell her that she's Kenny Michaels' aunt. And Uncle Shush will be right home.
Yeah, everything else is Shawnee River and stuff. But yeah, there's a
wow.
There's a Shawshy Yin on Facebook.
Well, you know what? Speaking of weird names, or the weirdness with names, not even. You know how you get those the spam on email, the sexy time, you know, with like chicks saying, "Hey, check me out and check my link here. You know, I'm free. I'm 26. Blah blah blah." And it's all spam. It's all nonsense. It's like,
yeah.
So I get one, and it says it's from Betty, right? And it says,
"Friends Shawshy."
Shawshy, right?
And she's 87.
Okay. It's from Betty, and I look, and it says, "I'll be free tomorrow. Are you?" And I know it's nonsense, but I just saw, I clicked on it for some reason. And check out the email. Now, remember, it says it's from Betty. Sup, Joe. I was looking through the network and saw your profile. Let me know what you think of me. Then there's a link. If you want to know me better, come and let's meet up. You want to meet up or whatever. I'll be in town for the next couple of weeks. See you. But now here's the thing, right? First of all, anybody that has an IQ of over 73 knows that this is nonsense. It's spam. It's just bullshit. But it's from Betty. The link is obviously like a link of like a chick, and it's ourloveconnections.com/Tammy. And then I'll be in town for the next couple of weeks. See you, Lisa. So I get three different names for one fucking porno spam. Like, you couldn't even get the they tried to be cool now because they're trying to make it look like it's not a bot or like, you know, like, but he put sup, Joe. Like, I don't know how they even knew my name was Joe because my email doesn't have my name in it. But
right,
it's
right.
Sup, Joe.
Real quick, can you give the number to call in? Somebody in the chat room wants to call in.
Oh, the Skype is NPN Studios, and the phone number is 330-2-CRINGE or 330-227-4643. Or you could have typed it into the chat room?
I don't remember it.
Oh, you fuck. I do everything.
But you know what? Say you go on the date and you're looking for Betty, and she's like, you can call me Al.
And then Chevy Chase walks in with a vagina. No, it was Betty, and her thing is Our Love Connection / Tammy and See You Later, Lisa. Like, they couldn't even, I mean, it's like, you're not, I don't know one person that will be clicking on this to go, oh my God, some chick, she's talking to me. She's going to be in town. What town are you in?
You can tell that they're it's spam because they're written like a Chinese menu with all the like misprints. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you every Chinese menu, it's there's you'll catch four or five things that are written phonetically as if a Chinese guy was saying them.
Yes. You know, like you, know what I mean? You know, we close 10 minutes. You know, like stuff like that. But dude, there was one, I'll never forget it. It was at a restaurant, and they had sushi and Chinese food. It was by James's old office. And we went in there once, and one of the rolls, you know, for sushi, it was a lobster roll. But it was spelled lobster roll
with an
R.
It was spelled with an R.
So I look at it, I go, dude, look at this. And James is like, holy shit. I'm like, dude, we're dying laughing. I go, we can't say anything, right? He goes, no, more people need to see the joy in seeing that there's an R. Like, that's their menu, not a handwritten menu, their printed menu. So somebody who went and the person who edited it or went over it with a fine-tooth comb either totally didn't see lobster roll or had a really funny, twisted, passive-aggressive sense of humor to go, leave lobster roll in. Dude.
Yeah, and at the bottom it says, weed delivery.
Free delivery.
The guest, they didn't put the name in it, but they said they're trying to call, so look out for a phone call coming in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I will look
It's not working. She said, whoever this is, he or she.
330-227-4643.
330-227-4643.
4643. Oh, there it goes again, your mic. Oh, okay, it's better.
Right. Okay.
Oh, there it is.
Nope.
Oh.
Yep.
Oop. 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 It's okay. It's almost like you're hearing traffic in like New York City and you're getting closer and closer to it. Like, wah, wah, it's weird.
You know
but
what?
It stopped.
My headphones might go too close to the microphone.
Well, if you want to turn your mic down a little bit, I'll try to adjust it here.
Yeah, no, I turned it down. Because there's a button, it's called gain. It's the level of, you know, surroundings.
Yeah.
So I think if I get too close, it's too big.
Yeah,
so I'll just stay back. I'll just hang back.
Drop the gain a little bit.
Yeah.
Make it a loss. Here, boy.
I'm better at losing than gaining.
Yeah, here. So I just found it hilarious that a spam, oh, by the way, and it says, I'll be free tomorrow. Are you? And not even a question mark at the end of it. And it's like, dude, what? Look, I am guilty, or I used to be guilty as being the horniest, lonely zilch, you know, going to massage parlors and in my 20s going and get hookers. Yes, I did all that. But I've never thought, oh my God, I'm going to get, there's a chick who's interested in me. Like when you
out
go
out of nowhere.
Yeah, out of nowhere. How did she know my name? And it's like, and I just, not that I want, yeah, I do want, I would love to have like these cocksuckers just have their accounts just literally blown up and fined for just fluttering. Is that a word? Fluttering. Fluttering the internet. I mean, flooding
the
internet.
It's a word, but you're not using it correctly.
No, it's flooding the internet with this nonsense. Like, this is true nonsense.
Don't call him, by the way.
Oh, it's Matt?
It's Matt trying to call in. It says it's not picking up.
I do not. Let me. Yeah, I don't understand why it's not. Sometimes it won't. Like, if he tries it one or two, a couple of more times, then it'll just, like, click through. Because sometimes Skype is a shitbag sometimes. So, But yeah, it's like, you know what? I'm not for censorship for anything, but when it comes to this, yeah, you know what? Fuck you, because you're nothing but a nuisance. It's not even like a freedom of speech thing. You're just, you know, you're just a, you're a nudge. You're a nuisance. I hate all this, you know, even more than bad friggin' TV programming, you know? There's been some really good shows, dude, on like, and you want to watch some really good stuff? Watch Nat Geo Wild. Dude, Nat Geo Wild is awesome. It's so great, man.
The only time I can watch those shows is when I'm in a hotel, because I'm never home, so I have basic cable. I don't have HBO or anything like that at the house. There's no reason. You know what I mean?
Right.
My sister doesn't watch it, and I'm not going to pay. I'm never home, you know?
Yeah, but you get all those other things. You know, like, I don't need the HBO or the Showtime except for Dexter and the Newsroom. And she watches True Blood on HBO. But I don't give a shit about it. I never watch movies on HBO, although I did watch Twins this morning. With Twins, we're brothers. Yeah. I watched the whole thing this morning.
That was a great Peter Lorre.
The first lesson in the crisis situation. That's why I don't do voices. That was my Arnold. Can you imagine that? One of the easiest voices anybody could do, and I don't even know what I said.
Sounded like Alan Alda with a stroke.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just every day, 10, 20, just constant spam, and just you click on that, you know, report as spam, and it does dick. It does nothing. It's just annoying.
Yeah, really, it doesn't do anything. It absolutely doesn't
really,
do anything.
Really, really annoying.
I don't get too much of them because I don't know. I haven't seen a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatchamacallit. But, you know, if you don't know it by now, you know what it is? When I'm on Shush Time, it pops up all the time.
Explain to everybody what Shush Time is for the
Shush
new listeners.
Shush Time is a www.shushtime, shoosh time.com, and it is a mixture of amateur porn, regular porn, Russian bar fights, people dying, mutilated, plane crashes, then another porno thing. It directs you to different websites, but they'll have it'll be like a bling, and it'll pop up in the right hand corner, and all you hear is tick 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 tick, and it's some woman on her webcam typing, and you're like, you know, you're trying to beat off, and you hear tick 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 tick. It drives you fucking nuts. That's why I'm really upset with Shish Time right now. I haven't been on there in probably a long time.
Really?
Because it's relentless. It's every bling, and it goes bling, and it pops up, and you got to click off. And if you don't click off on it, you're trying to hammer it, and you can hear her going, thank you. Click, 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 like a fake like web session.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's the most annoying fucking thing in the absolute world. So I was like, you know, it's just time to go fuck yourself. And until you take this bullshit off, I'm not going back.
Well, you know what? Real quick, can we play the promo for that real quick? It's like 30 seconds.
Sure.
It's one of our promos, but it's friggin' great. It's a great synopsis of what Kenny watches on the internet.
Kenny Michaels from the Conti and Kenny Show always shares how his favorite website, shushtime.com, provides his need for intellectual stimulation.
I think I might have done that correctly.
Oh, okay.
I'm very proud of you, Kenny.
All right,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, and now I'm on Shush Time, watching a Russian chicken truck smash into a bunch of school children.
That makes
me... The Conti and Kenny Show,
that,
Monday nights.
Yeah, whatever, okay. And that makes me laugh more than any promo I've ever made. I watch a Russian chicken truck smash into a bunch of school children. Oh, God, that just kills me, dude. It's hilarious. But, yeah, so Shush Time is kind of... It runs the gamut of debauchery. Man, is that a good way of?
Yeah, it's all over the map. It takes you to different websites. There's like one's called Humor On, which is basically
Humor On.
Yeah, H U M O R On, which is basically it's like porno, and then it's people getting, you know, like stuck under like a
you know, in Malaysia, they're under a dump truck and they're still alive and half their body is smeared throughout the entire parking lot.
Oh, my God.
And then next, and the one right after that is some 18-year-old taken right in the keister, you know.
Where,
it really is.
Can I ask you, I don't mean to sound like I'm prying or a bad explorer, but where's the humor? Shouldn't it be called humor off?
Yeah.
And doesn't it look, when you see the website, doesn't it look like home run? I'm just picturing in my head the word home run when you see humor on altogether.
Yeah, it's really weird. They'll show like people, at, you know, like a guy just sitting there after he had just gotten to a machete fight and he's in shock. So he's got half of his face is split open and his wrist is hanging on by like a piece of, just a piece of skin.
Oh,
and he's just sitting there and his friends are laughing at him because he lost in the machete fight.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. So that's what you do when your friend's face is falling off.
Yeah, your friend's wrist is exposed.
Yeah, yeah.
And but they're laughing. They're just taping him.
Your friend just saw the Ark of the Covenant. And you're like, melted apple face.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, what is that?
There's a couple of them where, you know, people have gotten run over. Some of them, they show them getting run over. Then they show the aftermath where, like, someone's heart was, like, sitting on the pavement and still pumping. You know what I mean?
Oh,
still,
my
like,
twitching. God.
Yeah,
how do you sleep at night?
I can't do it often. I can't do it a lot. I just,
dude,
like,
I can't even watch the Theismann leg snapping thing. And I have nightmares.
Yeah, here's the thing. You go into a – I've mentioned this before, but you go into a weird space when you're like, all right. You know,
apparently, it's out of this country.
when you want to masturbate and then you get caught up watching these other videos and then right after someone's heart out of their chest or the aftermath of like a 2-3-4 car pileup of just bodies hanging around and then you go into like a really hot sex scene and it really is it's schizophrenia or bipolar for your penis.
Is there a transitional phase here?
There's no transition.
There's nothing,
no,
not even running credits so you can clean your palate of that awfulness.
No,
they give you a
nothing.
lemon jello, something to clean your palate from that awfulness before you see an 18-year-old taking the keister.
It's basically you watch children die in house fires.
Oh my
and
God.
Then you and then
holy
you,
shit.
You have to, your palate cleanser is seeing a child get it in, well, an 18-year-old young girl.
So the only difference from the 14-year-old that was killed and the 18-year-old was 4 years pretty much, right? From able to take one right in the chest or taking one right in the backside. Dude. That is just weirdness.
You'll see one of those buses in like Peru on those death roads, you know, on the side of the mountains. Just take a tumble, you know what I mean? Like fall over and take a 1,000-foot tumble in this canyon, and then you'll see like one guy who was hanging onto the back of it, just like climb over the ridge, and he's like, "I'm alive." meanwhile, the bus full of Peruvians,
right?
It continues to tumble into a ravine.
Yeah, and there's not a guy with a blue cape and an S on his shirt that's gonna come save them, you know?
Yeah, yeah. One of the big ones too is like you stupid idiots is Arabs. The Arabs.
I thought you were talking to our listeners. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What they'll do is they do it. It's called like drifting, where they have completely
the cars, right?
Where they change. Remember, I showed you the video. They change the tire on the two wheels. They're in like a Range Rover, and they'll go on two wheels, you know, like tip it over, so they're just driving on two wheels.
Yeah, I saw that today on Twins.
And then they'll get out of the car and actually change the tire as the guy keeps it only on two wheels, like a stunt driver. You know what I mean? You got what I'm saying?
How the fuck do you do that?
Yeah, no, you do it if you YouTube it. You go Arab tire change. And it'll show you that they're riding on two tires. They get out of the car and they change the tire on one, and they get back in the car and they give a thumbs up.
While it's moving?
No, it's doing like 50 miles an hour on two wheels, like a stunt driver.
I thought it was just changing the hoof of the camel.
but sometimes there are a few that do crash. But they do this thing. It's almost like drifting. You know, like the, but what they do is they just go kind of fishtail back and forth, fishtail back and forth. Right. You know what I mean? Doing like 70, 80 miles an hour.
Okay.
And they'll have guys in the back of a pickup truck or hanging on to the car, or they'll have guys that are like hanging out the window. And then when somebody fishtails too much and they overcompensate, the car goes into a death roll like an alligator and just fucking spits out Muhammad. like spin art. It's just fucking Arabs just go fucking flying.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Dude, that's insane. Like, I thought it was crazy to be doing 60 or 70 miles an hour on a motorcycle and then pull the wheel up and then accelerate. But for the car to be on two wheels, and what are they, literally standing on the car and they're, like, hanging out of the windows? Like,
get out of the car and they're basically
balancing.
They're standing on, whatchamacallit, they're standing on.
So it would be like changing the tire upside down.
What they basically do is one would be on the quarter panel where your gas tank is. Right. That's where your feet would be. And the other one would be where the back door is. And then they have a wrench. They do the whole thing.
That is probably, I'm going to guess, one of the most twisted things I think any human being could do for a stunt or a thrill or whatever people need in their frontal lobe cortex that's beyond crazy. Like,
do me a favor, go into YouTube. And just search Arab tire change.
You sure it's not going to be like some Arab chick getting dumped on or something like that? Some sexy thing? Some Arab chick wearing a burqa getting shit on by three guys wearing the sheik's outfit?
It sounds like that. Like the Dirty Sanchez and the Arab tire change.
Arab tire change, yeah. Oh, boy. There's an Arab tire change. Arab tire rotation, and then Arab tire change fail. I don't even want to look at the fail one. Let's see. That's 3 minutes. Is there like a short one?
No, it changes.
Yeah, 147. Saudi Arabian changes tire like a boss. And, of course, the advertisement. But the picture of it, they're filming it from the side. And just got a couple of seconds, but that just like where do you go? You know what? There's all right. Here we go. Oh, okay. So they got the door open. Oh, okay. I thought they were standing
that's
on
not
the
even
car,
a good one.
But still.
No. If you go to the other ones, they're actually standing outside.
Really?
Of the car. They're standing on the car. It's two guys.
They're standing on the car. All right, let me see. Oh, yeah, this one. This one looks... Yeah, they're standing on the... They're standing on this friggin' Jeep while it's tilted up on two wheels. And they're going to change it.
Yeah, they change the tire.
And, dude, he's got to be doing probably 25 miles an hour.
Yeah, at least.
30 miles an hour, at least. They're going at a nice clip. I didn't realize they had such great taste in music. Wow. Dude, this is... The one guy... Now the guy's hanging. And he's, like, hanging from it and moving his feet. These are like those Russian kids that are dangling from 1,000-foot buildings. They're just sitting there. I hate every one of these guys. I hate every one of them.
Now here's another one. Everybody out there, go to Saudi drifting ejection.
All right, so that one's going to be a doozy. Saudi, what is it?
Drifting ejection.
Drifting ejection. All right. Fatal drift ejection in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, it's the same one. You can pick either one. 119, you can pick that one.
The 119 one? Okay. Let's see.
Yeah. And you'll see they do this.
Oh, boy, here comes the death roll. And look at these... Oh! dude. And they're all just holding their heads. It's like, no, these guys knew what they... Now, this guy was doing it on purpose, right?
Yeah, exactly. He's trying to go in and out of the cars.
And then, boom. Oh, here it is. And now he starts to flip, and the alligator death roll. Now it's one. Oh, the guy's arm was sticking out. And then there's one guy underneath, and then where's the other guy? There he goes. How you doing? He is flying. That one guy was missing an arm. That guy that went flying was missing an arm. He lost his arm before he left the vehicle. That guy, he was, wow. And then this other guy is just, wow. I have zero. I think that's the guy's arm in the road.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I have no sympathy for these people.
The car goes into a death spin and it just spits out at him.
And now all the spectators are shocked. It's like, how are you shocked at this?
Yeah, they're doing it on purpose. Put his fucking seatbelt on. You know what I mean? You've got a fucking Scion or whatever you were driving. They got airbags and shit, you fucking idiots. All right, let's do something where it's pretty much inevitable that my car is gonna spin into a death roll, and inertia is gonna fling my ass 700 yards while ripping all my limbs off. It could be prevented though by just strapping this piece of fabric across my fucking stupid Arab chest. Enjoy the ride.
Bunch of dummies.
Put a seatbelt on. That's it. You're fine.
See, I was discussing this with somebody
Live
else.
Live to jihad another day.
I was discussing this the other day. Like, I'm trying to really get over my fear of flying because I need to. You know what I mean? Like, I need to, you know, if I want to excel and actually make a dent in this thing called comedy, I really need to be able to just get on a plane whenever, whether it's once a week, once a 2 weeks, whatever it is. If I ever get to a level where I'm like legitimately traveling and it's like, oh, you know, why don't you guys, go on a roller coaster? It's like, suck my dick. I'm not going on a roller coaster. You know, like I don't need to pay to be afraid or to do something. Like, hey, don't get me wrong. Like, you know, we got the new Mercedes. That thing's got some, that's got some get up and go. And I like to give it the old, you know, and it goes, man. This thing's got some juice.
Vroom.
Yeah, the old vroom vroom. But yeah, you're doing something that basically, if you don't crash, it's amazing. And which means that most of the time, something bad is going to happen. Or when it does, and it's going to be deadly. So it's like, you know what? Call me a pussy twice every other day. I'm not doing that shit. I don't need that. You know what I mean? There's a difference between a thrill seeker and an idiot. And you're idiots. And you know what? I'm not saying that anybody would deserve that, but you made your own fucking mud hut bed and fucking lay in it, all right, stupid? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, this isn't a little kid, a little baby that got shot in the face by two thugs, two bank robbers. This isn't
a guy walking down the street and by sheer chance gets hit by a car. This is you being a fucking jerk off.
Exactly. You're a complete and utter idiot, and you think that you're fucking invincible, and you think that you're fucking that good at something. You're not. There are some guys that are, I mean, that guy that was literally having that car riding on its two wheels. I mean, you know, I don't know if there's some sort of trick. It was trick photography or trick photography.
No, if you have
a, what is this, 1958? Trick photography? How about Photoshop, stupid? I'm sounding like you now. Yeah, Shane, this is how I have a trick photography there.
Trick photography. The spaceship's on a string, but you don't know that.
Yeah, do you notice there was no stars up there in the moon landing? That's why it was straight.
Actually, that swamp man suit doesn't have a back. His ass hangs out like he's in a nightgown.
Yeah, the Bigfoot, he bends his knee a little weird. Yeah, Shane, man.
We just shoot at certain angles, save money on the cost. It's only half a suit. We shot in mid-August. It was too hot for a full suit. This is before air conditioning.
Yeah, the Bigfoot's wearing a watch. What's going on with that?
It's just so stupid. You know, it's like you can't even come close to having any type of sympathy for that. You know, you feel bad for the people around them that have to see that. That's brutal to look at.
No, I don't, because they were watching it. They have contests and stuff where it's basically like,
oh god,
you know, like who could drift the farthest or who could, you know, and they try to push themselves. So you know, it's like you know what it is. It's like those fucking people that go to those rally car races. You know, the dirt kind of tracks, and these things are flying around corners, and then one decides to tumble and take out a whole grandstand of family members.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Air shows. I live the for air that shows shit. Too. The air shows. What do you call it? The what do you call it? The drifting contest.
What's that for? What, the Arabs?
Yeah. What is it called?
It's called Saudi drifting ejection.
Drifting, yeah. Yeah, it's like, you know, when you go to the air shows and then they crash and, you know, it's like, and it's great and you want to take your kids, take them to the zoo, take them to a small zoo where there's no lions and tigers.
And then my three-year-old gets eaten by a polar bear.
By a tiger. Because... you just can't win. You know what? Stay home and watch your dumb TV. Just stay home and watch TV, all right?
We solved it.
Yeah, we solved it. Stay home and watch your fucking Housewives of fucking New Orleans, all right?
Yeah.
Just stay home. Yeah. Don't eat pork and stay the fuck home. What can I tell you? So stupid.
Just stay home. Everything we're destroying everything fun. We're like, why would you have fun? Who could live like that? You know, something bad's gonna happen if you have too much fun.
How,
you can only have so much fun.
How bad is it over there that they have to have fun by literally balancing on the side of a car going 40 miles an hour? You know, drifting. We have those drifting competitions. It's called third grade. Everybody's got ADD. Everybody's drifting off into something else. We have that here in America, but it doesn't hurt anybody.
Yeah, we also had
for the teachers.
We also had them when we had a big wheel, and you'd pull that brake up.
Oh yeah, yeah, the big wheel. Yeah.
Remember when you had a? Did you ever have a big wheel?
The little brake up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a new it's a new Jennifer Aniston.
I thought it was
called the little brake
subject.
Why? Because of the big wheel.
Yeah, because I don't know if you ever had a big wheel when you were a kid.
I don't know if I did. I don't know.
Well, I had my sister's. It was a Wonder Woman one, and the tire had the whole. You know, it was like so you could never get full speed,
right?
Because the tire, you know, because they had the plastic tires, and after a while they would just collapse in on themselves.
Okay.
So it was really. It would always yank to the right. it was brutal.
But
you had to drive
around in a Wonder Woman one.
Yeah, it was
that
a Wonder Woman
sucks.
One. Yeah, sucks. Yeah. My friend Steven down the block had like a Batman one, and it was really cool. And then
you should have told him that, you know, like, I mean, that's just like you got the one dude. Your sisters used to dress you up in girl fucking clothing and make you roller skate around to Xanadu.
Xanadu, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
And then the hand-me-down toys was a Wonder Woman big wheel.
Yeah.
That's what you got. That sucks.
That's why I used to love unicorns when I was a kid. I was fucking, I didn't know where to go. There was no father figure, no one to smack me around and go, get dirty, kid, go grab a hammer and help me build
exactly.
This.
Go play in dirt. And
I never had let's go have a catch. Or let's go do manly stuff. Exactly. Come on, I want to take you something that's really dangerous that in 25 years people are going to look back on and go, what the fuck were you doing with a kid doing that?
Called Edison drifting.
Yeah. But no, I was around fucking three, four, five
fucking
women,
chicks
a grandmother.
All the time. Yeah. Damn, dude.
Yeah, that's what happens.
That's all right.
Hand-me-downs.
Hey, it's better than having no toy at all, you know? I don't even know if
I
had
one.
Yeah,
it's true.
We had like this little, I was so excited. It was a little electric car. It was like a little red electric car. But it never really worked right. So the only really thing we had, I don't think we had a big wheel. We had it like, it looked like, it almost looked like a little moped plastic, but it just had the pedals on it. But it was like a two-seater. So it was just like me and then my brother would sit in the back and it just, it sucked because it was just one of us be able to steer and the other one had to sit in the back like you were a fucking, like my brother was my old lady, you know what I mean? like a biker dude. It just wasn't a good toy. It sucked. Poor kid. He got to be. I was like a biker, and he was my chick, and she just sat on the back. It sucked.
Well. Yeah, I had all hand-me-down toys. I didn't get nothing new. You know, there was a couple of Christmases when my father had first left that the church came over and just brought me like army men for Christmas. And that was it. I got fucking a bag of plastic army men. I chewed the shit out of them because I have an oral fixation. So they were all spread out. They just looked like, you know.
You chewed them, right? You chewed on them?
Mutilated. Yeah.
Yeah, I chewed on a lot of them too. I did that shit.
Not one of them had a gun.
No.
It was all chewed up.
Hey, before we take a break, today there was news that all across the country, fast food chains were kind of sort of not like real organized, but a lot of them kind of went on strike or complaining because they're not union and they want to be union. There was a McDonald's in New York, and to use them as an example, they were like on strike with their signs saying they want more money, right? And I think that's fine because they're all. I think they're getting paid like $7.15 or $7.20 an hour.
$25 I think is the minimum.
$7.25, but they were on strike saying that they want to get paid more money. Do you know what they want to get paid? $15 an hour. They want to go from $7.20 to $50. They want to double their friggin' hourly pay. I understand. I mean, it's got to be impossible to live on minimum wage, you know, $7 an hour. I mean, especially on the books. But you can't go into a strike and ask for double what you're getting. You know what I mean? If they want to say, hey, you know what, we should be getting 10, 11 bucks an hour and then move from there. You know what I mean? McDonald's is a multi-billion dollar company. I think maybe one of the reasons why is because they pay their workers shit. But I think they could afford a few bucks, right?
No. It's the principle. You have to have time and grade. You start at the bottom.
No, I understand that. But I mean, I don't think they're making any extra money if they're all making $7.15, $7.20 an hour. They're all basically making minimum wage, and that's it.
What I think there should be is probably like a 6 month raise evaluation. You know what I mean? Whether it's a quarter or something like that, or maybe an 8 month, something like that.
Yeah.
Upon your performance, you raise.
Yeah.
But I always get a fucking
you can't ask for double your pay.
No, what the fuck? It's, you know, shooting for the stars is one thing, but you know,
right?
It's
yeah,
fucking
easy,
ridiculous.
Casey Kasem. Keep your feet in the ground, stupid. All right, you're still making $7.20 an hour. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Now here's the thing: when people are upset, when a middle-aged person has to make minimum wage, okay? Middle-aged, say from 30 to 45, from 30 to 50, okay? If you're 30 years old to 50 years old and you're making making minimum wage, you've made bad decisions. You know what I mean? You fucked up somewhere along the lines. That's like when somebody asks me, hey, you got any spare change? No. Well, thanks anyway. What do I? I'm gonna fucking my spare change is because you fucking decided to be a pedophile or a rob when you were a kid. You know what I mean?
Dude, not every homeless person is a criminal. You fuck.
Yes, they are in some way or another.
Somewhere along the line, they're guilty.
just die. Just kill them all. They're useless.
Jesus.
No, I didn't mean that. Yes, they do. They stink. Anyway. But you know, just because you made a bad decision in your life doesn't mean now I got to pay for it. You know, where I got to give you my change, I got to give you a dollar. If someone's down, like a single, say my mother with two kids, right, had the babies young, bad decision, but she still got babies. Okay, that's who I look at because the kids are innocent. I will give to someone with a family anytime, even if it's a husband and a wife and two kids. That, you know, he lost his job or something. I will give the shirt off my back to someone like that. I won't give five fucking dollars to some jerk off who decided that he wants to get drunk for his entire 20s and 30s. And now he's 47. He's got shit in his drawers. He hasn't cut his toenails in 7 or 8 years. And he smells like a fucking catfish's cunt. Now I gotta pay for his lunch? Fuck you and your mother.
Wow.
Die. Walk in front of a bus.
Kenny Michaels is part of the 1%, apparently. Kenny is part of the elite. Fuck the modern man. Fuck those that are in need. Okay.
No, I would help the ones that really are in need. But the ones that have been needing for a long time, go fuck yourself. You made bad decisions. I've made a ton of bad decisions, and I could have made a ton more. But I decided not to. I made a conscious effort to go, I'm not going to do this anymore because I might have to ask for fucking change when I'm 47. Okay? Not going to happen. Let me change my life.
All right.
45 years old making $7.25 an hour. Shame on you. Shame on you.
Wow. Okay.
That's why we have criminals, because they won't work for $7.25. They want to fucking cut out the middleman and just steal my shit.
All right. You want to take a break?
Yeah, sure.
You fucking heartless bastard.
Yes, I think this is, in 8 years, that's my first opinion.
No. You remember No Jacket for You?
What's that?
Remember No Jacket for You?
No Jacket.
Remember No Jacket for You? I wish we could find that somewhere. That was another Kenny on a rant about something, and it was something to this effect of either somebody.
It
was homeless people, and all I remember was him going, No Jacket for You. I don't even remember the context of it, but it was just Kenny being a heartless cocksucker, and he said, No Jacket for You. I think because they were cold or something.
I forgot about
that. They were cold, and he was like, no, man, fuck off my jacket. No jacket for you. It was something to that effect.
It was something like, if you're going to be a drain on society, no jacket for you. Fuck, I forgot about that one. It was funny.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, let's take a break, and we'll be right back. It's the Conti and Kenny Show. With Kenny and Tallahassee and me in the studio on morelikeradio.com.
White people have been stripped of their racism.
I'm a Nazi.
Get out of here, Jews. Get out of here because you're not us. Get out of my neighborhood. You know what I mean? Get off my block. I don't hate you because you're a Hasidic Jew. I hate you because you're coming into my neighborhood. Suck Hitler's cock. Oh, I hate Jews. I hate black people.
Uh-oh, watch out.
Zip-a-dee-doo-da, zip-a-dee-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine.
I hate you because you're black, you know what I mean? The black guys in Harlem, you're black, you know what I mean? Jamaican or something like that, or Puerto Ricans.
Birds on my shoulder. It's the truth.
I'm a fucking Nazi.
Nazis are nice, though.
Factual, zip-a-dee-doo-da, zip-a-dee-a. Wonderful
feeling. Your part, eggplant.
All those in favor of maintaining our zero tolerance stance to censorship, say Mrs. Niggerbaiter.
Mrs. Niggerbaiter.
MoreLikeRadio.com, where the talk just keeps on coming.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
I just got a text message from Dave Ingram.
Oh, really?
Yep. You know, Kenny once told me the best thing about fucking 45-year-olds was that there's 40 of them. Your boy, Pip.
Oh, he sends me little jokes, too, now. He's like at work. He's just like, hey, me and him would text back and forth or something like that, and then after that, he just sends me little jokes.
That's the master, Dave Ingram, from Metal Breakfast Radio. Great podcast. Go to metalbreakfastradio.com.
Great pal,
and,
too.
Check out their podcast. It's such a unique podcast. It's so different than any other podcast you've ever heard that you should definitely check it out.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Listen to the Conti and Kenny Show live Monday night, 7 to 10 p.m. on morelikeradio.com. Or take them with you anywhere by downloading the free TuneIn app and listen on the More Like Radio channel. Want to be part of the live show? Join the chat on morelikeradio.com/live.
The Cousin Joe Show.
I read a thing on Reddit. There's this like a billionaire in Japan, but he was in a motorcycle accident.
That collects asses.
Yeah, he's got thousands of women in boxes,
collects
cages, things like that.
That's real.
Hang on,
that's
can you guys back up? Because I was looking at something. Just start from the beginning. There's a guy.
He's a millionaire.
Billionaire.
Billionaire. He was like an electronics
in this country,
billionaire
in the US.
Or something, right?
In Japan.
No, this is in Japan.
Of course, okay.
But he pays the girls. That is their job.
Yeah, he keeps them in boxes and cages with their asses out because he loves ass.
He has like over 1,000 of them.
Oh my gosh, I was picturing boxes of cut up asses.
No.
Autopsies.
No. Like boxes of real women squatting down, and there's like only one hole in the box.
You guys put it.
There's a picture on Reddit.
Like, where do you cut it from? How much do you leave in?
What the fuck? That's exactly what I was thinking.
What?
Nigga, you're right. Take a breath.
What?
Say it. Nick needs a minute. I don't think he can
we'll
say
give
it.
Him, we're going to give him a minute. Nick, he's drooling on himself. What were you going to say?
It's a show.
Collects ass. Why do they have to be in a box?
Because he doesn't want to see anything else.
Why are there boxes of asses?
Well, I'm just thinking, if you collect asses, where else would you store them? You said a guy collects asses.
Yeah,
I don't.
Excuse me, I got you a box of asses.
Rasmus says, is anyone else hard?
I got a chubby. Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live, Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh.
The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, because do you ever, like, do, like, with,
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Tune in to Lust and Love Radio Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, and you might hear something like this.
I masturbated last night thinking of your penis.
And this.
What, you think my vagina can put up with this small cock? No.
And quite possibly this.
Daddy's throwing up because he saw my vagina.
On morelikeradio.com. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's More Like Radio. What the hell kind of show is this, anyways?
Hey, you. Yes. You guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness.
If you want to get a copy of my DVD or CD, go to joeconti.com. It'll take you right to our website, and you can purchase it right online. Or go to CD Baby or iTunes and get it. It's called Happiness.
It's a bit.
Fantastic.
It's not
fit. You have no idea. It's an hour of mundane comedy. It's fantastic. Hey, who needs Ambien? I got Ambien on the disc.
I get Ambien by
Agrin.
Life with Happiness.
With more than my share of happiness.
$20 for a DVD and CD total, including shipping.
Thank you. Good night.
You can order a
Enjoy
CD.
Enjoy your purchase.
You can order a CD by itself, a
Let
DVD
me get
by
these
itself.
Purchasing orders out. just buy a fucking CD. Liar! Shut up and stop bothering us. Just keep ordering. Hit refresh and do it again.
I got more than my share of happiness.
Yeah, it's good. Just fucking buy it.
Andy here from Basically a Sports Show, airing Sunday nights from 8 to 10 only on morelikeradio.com, giving you your weekly fix of sports talk like no one else.
This is all great until the Sedin sisters are skating around with the cup next June, you know?
This Sedin sisters thing, it needs to stop.
I know, but I'm new to it. I just started this year.
It's a meatball fan thing to say. It's like...
The Sedin sisters.
It's because they're sick, because they're girls.
What?
Being a Southern California sports fan, I've heard from plenty of people that have moved down here that people in the East, whether it's Boston or New York, they just care about the sports more.
That's bullshit.
They're better sports fans because they care more.
But see, that's the thing. All the ones I've met, they don't care anymore. They're just
vocal
and they swear a lot and they get really pissed off about stuff that just doesn't matter.
When has there ever been good NBA officiating? It's just bad officiating has been since the beginning of basketball, since Naismith put a fucking ball into a peach basket. Some official made a bullshit call. You know, so
there was some guy off to the side calling a foul.
Right.
He had foul right out of the gate.
Basically a sports show every Sunday night at 8, only on morelikeradio.com.
Sometimes we stink and you don't.
Shut up.
The Conte and Kenny Show.
All right. Hey, Kenny, can you turn your game down even more?
Why? Can you hear me making a drink?
Well, when you go away and you were in the back of the room, the mic just got real loud and picked up everything you were doing. It's like trying to pick up everything in the room.
I gotta watch.
It's weird, man.
I'm being stupid. I'm putting the headphones next to the microphone. I think it's like a feedback thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's when I put the headphones next to the microphone.
Oh, so maybe you just got to put them on the chair or something.
Yeah, yeah. I'm laying them down right in front of the microphone. I think that because every time I lean in, how do I sound? Do I sound good?
Now it sounds good.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Is I'm putting the headphones down on the desk. And I'm walking away. It's just frying everything.
Okay. All right.
Got to be careful. I apologize.
No problem.
Miriam wants to know if they can Skype in tonight. Of course.
Who's that?
Marianne. Lust and Love.
Do we know Marianne?
I don't know. I used to.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I think I was friends with a chick named Marianne. I don't know what happened. I just haven't heard from her. If this young lady wants to call in, they can.
Yeah, we'll see what she's all about.
Yeah, all right, we'll see what they want to do. All right, of course, if you don't know, it's the Conte and Kenny Show on morelikeradio.com. Arrogance and alcoholism, blah 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 blah, and blah 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 blah. All right. Hey, do you want to?
She just put in you turds.
Yeah, turds. Yeah, you toids. Two toids of you suck. Hey, Do you want to hear? Do you want to see? Where is it? Here it is.
Whatever you want to do, I'm in.
The top 10 strangest sports you didn't know had a national champion.
Like felching?
You know what? I don't, to this day, I do not know what felching is.
It's, I've
never had the balls to, like, actually Google it and try to actually see what it actually is, because I'm afraid to know what felching is. Like, it's going to be so awful, and it's going to just make me fucking sick.
Well, it's basically putting a fist up an ass.
Okay, that's
but in order to felch, the recipient of the felching,
oh boy,
has to be a felcher, a professional felcher, because there's a difference between putting your fist up someone's ass is just putting your fist up someone's ass.
Right, of course, that's just a Saturday night.
But felching is the actual motion of going in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, basically, like you're punching a bucket of rice like a fucking samurai warrior before in a dojo. You know what I mean? It's just like, ha-ha, ha-ha.
Or if you're in The Price is Right and you're doing the punch-out game and you got to punch the little thingy, then pull out the number. Yeah. And it probably rips like an asshole, probably, too.
Planko, right? Planko?
No, it's punch-out, they call it. Where it's like 30 different things and you punch, you get like four, depending on how many correct guesses you get, then you get to punch out as many of those things, like three or four or five. And then he goes in and grabs the little card and he opens it up and it tells you how much you won.
That is felching.
Punch out. Yeah, that's felching. Okay. So if you want to know what felching is, just watch The Price is Right with Drew Carey and you'll tell what the felching is. So, the 10 strangest sport you never knew had world champions. This shit is weird. Number 10, canine freestyle dancing. the videos are like really funny. They're just like repeat over and over like Vine. But there's like a guy in like this like Renaissance period thing, and he gets the dog to jump around on his hind legs. the dog dancing world championship, gladiator inspired routine at the dog dancing world championship. Are you not entertained? Something that
also known as a match.com mixer.
Nice. Yes. Yes. And somebody got the Russian, I wanted to say the Roman war helmet.
Wait a minute. Brent says, felching is a sexual practice involving the act of orally sucking semen out of the vagina or anus of one's partner.
I thought it was something like that with like a straw. So I don't know.
I don't think so. I think felching is... No, is that fisting? Am I getting fisting and felching mixed up?
Maybe fisting is like... Yeah, I mean, well, I know fisting is that, but I thought felching was, when you were saying it, that it's like a part of the fisting. But that's fisting. Putting your fist in somebody's either backside or front side.
Depending on which way you're facing.
Depends if the sun's in your eyes or not.
Depends on what car you're in.
Checking out number 9, chess boxing. A true test of brains and brawn. Chess boxing pits two combatants against one another in alternative rounds of speed chess and fisticuffs. The end result is a flurry of pawns and punches, topped by
belching lemon party,
topped by noted heavyweights like Nikolai the Chairman Sajin, reigning world champion of World Chess Boxing Organization.
I believe I've heard of that one.
I haven't heard any of these yet. This I've heard of. Number 8, egg throwing. Few sports are as self-explanatory as the UK's World Egg Throwing Championship, except for, football, where eggheads Richard Wells and Tom Harrison took top honors at last year's competition. So you have to throw it to each other, and you have to catch it without it breaking. And these guys are whipping these eggs. It's like they're going 70 yards, and... And these guys are champions, by the way. We can't get a fucking radio contract, but these guys are champions of egg throwing.
Champions of something.
I don't know if I've seen this. Number 7, ultimate trampoline dodgeball. Have you heard of this?
I've seen that. No, no, I actually just saw that recently when I was here in Tallahassee. Yeah, it's a bunch of trampolines separated by like a grid system of trampolines.
Yeah.
And you play dodgeball while bouncing on the trampolines.
That's exactly what they're doing. It's
yeah,
it's
you would play basketball.
I've seen the basketball thing. Yep.
Yeah, felching is actually the sucking or licking of semen out. Yep, that's what felching is. I was wrong. I mixed that one up with fisting. Oh,
it's an F. What can you do?
6-1, half a dozen of the other. But yeah, the dodgeball one actually looks pretty cool.
It says there are very few ways to improve dodgeball. But yeah, you pretty much explain it, and they're just showing the thing over and over. But this actually kind of looks actually kind of fun, actually. I don't know how many times I can say actually. But ready for this? Number 6, toe wrestling. Like all good things in the world, the UK, again, toe wrestling championship owes its humble roots to bored people in a pub. Champions like Alan Nasty Nash, however, has turned it into a celebrated sport with a dedicated following, all thanks to their surprisingly durable digits. These guys are laying on their back, and their feet are connected, and they're toe wrestling. I don't even understand. Like, how do you win? Like, I don't even get it.
Like a thumb wrestle, I guess?
I guess. It's just...
That's kind of homo...
There's something a little to... because it's toesies and you're being cutesy.
Yeah, you just beat me to it. I was going to call it tootsies. Like your tootsies are touching somebody else's tootsies.
Yep. Number 5. If you want to call yourself a champion at this, then so be it. But you have no substance and no identity on this planet. Rock, paper, scissors. There is a... you probably didn't think that a game you picked up on the kindergarten playground could earn you a national renown. Chance played no part in Amy Rowe being crowned Queen Bee at the UK Rock Papers. What is going on in Britain? What is going on in the UK that they're making all these sports up? How about finding a good dentistry? How about some dentist schools going on there?
How about chopping off some of that toenail? Fucking champion.
I mean, this
nasty.
Is just ridiculous.
Back in like 1984, I was elementary school regional district runner up and kicked the can. And
I came in third place in felching. I don't know if that's a number 4. I've heard of this. I've actually seen this air guitar.
Yes.
Top U.S. Air Guitar Championship contender Matthew Aristotle Burns may not have an epic Viking beard or too tight leather pants to back up his abilities, but you know what he does have? Spunk and more energy than a chihuahua after a keg of Red Bull. Yeah, this guy is a real tall, skinny, gangly dude, and he's bouncing around all over the place, and proud of you,
I think, buddy. That might be the stupidest thing of all time.
No, it's not. We still have 3 more. Number 3, cheese rolling. Kenny Rackers.
It's Britain again. I guarantee it's Britain again.
Let's see. Nobody ever told American Kenny Rackers not to play with his food, which is probably why he walked away from the annual Cooper's Hill cheese rolling competition with top honors. Your country salutes you. This is in America. He is rolling and fucking rolling a big wheel of cheese, and he's chasing
wheel of
it.
Cheese, yeah, and they go and chase it. and they I think there's like they get points for like how many times you tumble, and you keep going. You know what I mean?
Why couldn't they just all just fucking whack their heads on rocks? And I mean, so.
There's nothing more than I would like than fucking 18 comas at that fucking event.
All right, I'm going to, without you doing it and going on the computer, tell me if you can guess what this word means. Gurning. Or Gurning. I'm not sure. It's G-U-R-N-I-N-G.
G-U-R-N-I-N-G.
G-U-R-N-I-N-G. It's either Gurning or Gurning.
I'm thinking Gurn. I'm thinking it's a team of people dressed up in fucking scrubs racing down a street with a person on a gurney.
That would probably make more sense than the actual art of gurning. Gurning, the sport of distorting one face into the most comedically exaggerated state their flesh will allow. Tommy Madison, reigning champ of the Gurning World Championship, and a man whose face may literally be made of rubber. This is, then they're showing this guy, and this guy's face, he's just doing a face like, looks like kind of Dizzy Gillespie, but with his eyes crossed, and he's kind of being goofy, and he's holding two cups, and he's got looks like a large, huge thing of like, sausage around his neck. I don't even understand it. This is the dumbest. I think so far, cheese rolling and gurning.
Yeah, Roy Black on crack says it's the Netherlands.
That's the Netherlands?
I believe. That's good. Not for the gurning, but the whatchamacallit, the cheese rolling.
Oh, for the cheese rolling?
Yeah, yeah. He put in some word. It's F-J-E-R-J-E-P-P-E-N. Fieschengerpen.
Fieschengerpen. Oh, yeah, of course. That's, I think that's Swedish for, I'll take my wheeled Parmesan. Wheeled Parmesan. This guy is dressed up, and they're all dressed up in the old school prisoner with the stripes going across, like Cat in the Hat, like the red stripe. It's a big white, like, jumpsuit with, like, red stripes going across. And it's just so bad.
It's like bitter beer face or something, I guess.
I don't even know, dude. But number one, I actually thought this was a joke. Number one is wife carrying. Wife carrying. You've heard this?
Yeah, no, I've seen it. It's a race. You basically, you're in the 69 position. She's got her chooch right underneath your chin. And your balls proceed to smash her in the forehead as you run in shorts. And you have to take obstacles and run through water and stuff. And the whole big funny thing is when they fall.
No,
and they're in the 69 position. No, that's not it.
She's like she's strapped to his back where her face is by his backside.
By his ass. Okay.
And right. His arms are like up like he's strapped into a roller coaster.
Well, with there's different with her techniques legs. Everywhere.
Yeah,
you go.
Of course. Yeah, this
on the region of the country.
This is called the felching technique, I think. She has a straw that's going right into his backside. Meet Taisato Mitayan, a respected lawyer, licensed, whatever, and published author by day, and four-time winner of the Wife Carrying World Championship. By later in the day, talk about hidden talents. His wife, you can't really tell, but she looks like she's pretty good looking, and she looks like a pretty slender broad. So I'm guessing that has, of course, something to do with it.
Just imagine being upside down, nose and chin first.
And he trips.
In man ass for an entire race. You know what I mean? It's probably held in the spring or summer, so the weather is not inclement. You know, it's probably a hotter day on the gauge.
Absolutely.
So it's just she's just bumping her chin right into his butthole for like 4 miles.
Yeah, absolutely.
They should call that a tough mutter.
Hello, mutter. Hello, fodder. Why does your ass taste like parquet butter?
You just made a nursery rhyme.
I did, yes. Stole it from Otto. Wow. Yeah, that's a 10 strange sports you never knew had champions.
How do you come across... Babe, listen. I know you wanted me to do that breast, that 5K, 3K walk for breast cancer that I didn't want to do, but I got something for you. Here's what I got.
Look, I have really strong legs. You've always been dieting. You don't mind the smell of my asshole.
And now what we're going to do is we're going to get really sweaty and run through water. And I'm going to be running, and I'm going to have you over my back, and your knees will be on my shoulders, and I will be holding them as a clamp, and your face will proceed to bash my sphincter over and over again in a rhythmic motion as I run. You in? Come on, you say I never do anything with you. This is something. This is something for me.
You know, you always say we don't spend a lot of quality time with each other, honey.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? How close can you get?
I'm not doing it. You always want us to do stuff together. There's a perfect opportunity. You just keep forehead tapping your nose right into my fucking sphincter hole.
Just to keep your nose to the grindstone.
Yeah, yeah. You just keep headbutting my cyclops, and we'll win this thing. we'll take home a medal. And if not, I'll give you a medal myself just for putting up with my butt in your face the whole time.
Yeah, and yeah, they should just call it the Felch running, Felching run. Yeah, I think yeah, that's what it is. It's the Felching thing. You're right. White ass Brent is right. It's the,
yeah.
Ugh. I knew it was something so disgusting that I didn't even. I knew it had something to do with that, and I never wanted to look it up because I just didn't want to be so disgusted. But yeah.
Yeah, I was off on that one. I was thinking fisting, not Felching.
Yeah, and Colorado Dickhead in the chat said there's going to be an endless amount of Dave Ingram samplings that are going to be going on. A ton of them. They're very proud to know what a Felching is, by the way, these guys. They don't mess around, all right?
Well, you got to be very serious when you're Felching. You gotta take that. That's like you gotta put your game face on. Oh, absolutely.
Do you gotta put your game face on, Ken?
Yeah. It's almost like those. You know, you just don't want to felch too much where you get brain freeze. You know what I mean?
Felching on three, right? One, two, three, Felching.
Yeah, you just gotta be careful. One, two, three, Felch.
Oh, my head is pounding.
And the recipient, the Felcher. Or the Felchie, whoever's standing there with
the
semen
Felchie
in their ass, really doesn't have to. They can just mail it in. It's the Felcher that has to really get put their A game in.
Yeah, you're early. I mean, you got to first of all. I don't think you want to use a crazy straw.
No. And you definitely don't want to use one of those mixer straws, like one of the cheap.
Oh, the tiny
ones.
One with two little.
Yeah,
there's like
a double barrel.
Yeah, there's a double barrel, right. It's like a mini shotgun for mice. It's a tiny, tiny little thing, right? Yeah.
Where do you actually find a fellow Felcher? How does that come up?
Felching.com. How do you not know?
Babe, yeah, I like long walks in the park. I like Anne Rice movies and Felching.
You know, honey, I like when I get to do stuff to you, but then I... It's basically Indian giving here. I'm taking back. All right? So I may drop something off to you, but I'm going to want it back. And I'm going to take it back in the most disgusting fucking way ever. I'm not going to hang you over the cat box and let it drip out. I'm going to take a straw. It's just a sick... It's a sick, twisted fucking thing, man.
Hang over the cat box. You Indian giver.
No, honey, I know I just drilled you in the backside and I just left something there, but I need it back.
You can only hold it for so long.
I know. Honey, I got to put it in a better spot. I got to put it in a hiding spot. The IRS is coming after me.
Hold you over the cat. Oh, my God. That's brilliant.
Yeah, Colorado Dickhead was asking the same thing. Like, how do you let someone know you want to do that? Like, how do you ask?
Yeah, well, there's a
I mean, I like discussing
line.
This without getting into detail because it's so disgusting. But
yeah,
like,
but there's a certain
like,
line
yeah, like how
you
do you do that?
Across.
Be like, honey, so are you into like some pretty fancy stuff? You like to incorporate some whipped cream? Yeah, a little sexy time. Maybe get some sexiness. And what about if I get a straw? Hear me out. No. Not Coke. No.
Don't leave.
We're not going to do Coke. After we're done, you know, the whole cleaning process, you know, that old thing, like, oh, get the towel. What if we wanted to save the towels? And I'll just clean it out myself. What do you think, honey? I'll let it go back to the original place, taking the scenic route. What do you think?
You know, babe, it's almost like when you go swimming and you have that water in your ear. Got to get it out.
Yes.
You can't leave it in there.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not hopping on one foot and tilting my head to the side because that's not going to happen. Although, maybe you might do that, but that would, you know, I don't want you to hurt yourself. Imagine that. Instead of felching, you make the girl stand on one foot and hop up and down and try to get it out.
But how do you really get to that point where you're, you know, do you go, you know, what are you into? But you wouldn't admit it, because if someone asked me that, she's like, I really like when it gets sucked in. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's such a weird thing that you can't just throw that out there and then expect, what do you call it? You can't expect it to just be like, nah, I'm really not into that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I like doing it on the hood of the car, and you can be like, nah, I'm not really down with that. But
there's very rare occasions where you actually like show your whole hand. Like, well, I like that. I like fisting. I like felching. I like delching and belching, and you know all this other. You know,
you like delching and belching.
I like, it's like a Music Man song. I like felching and dancing and clicking.
What if you just go, so what do you think about the whole straw thing?
Yes!
I like it.
A little bit of a tongue twat, tongue tie.
Oh.
Yes! I like it.
You're welcome, Chevy. You're welcome.
I never get sick of that clip. I love it.
It is a great clip.
My favorite.
So, Chevy, are you down with maybe a guy taking a straw to your backside, like he's trying to put it into one of those juice boxes, and he just keeps trying to pop it in. It's like,
it'd be like being a Capri Sun.
Because the straw, it's going to have a little pointy. We're going to cut it off. We're going to cut it differently, so it's going to be pointy on the one side. So it's not going to go right in. We're going to be popping it. You know what I mean? We got to get the little.
Yes! I like it.
I like that. I like it.
That's hilarious. Like a juice box. Just keep poking.
Colorado dickhead calls it the milkshake. I don't want to know what Kenny showing his whole hand sounds like. It's a friggin' weird thing, because when you're getting into that type of debauchery when it comes to sexuality, see, I think the only reason why this felching thing even exists, it's because it sounds like it's more of a guy thing, a gay thing, like a, you know, and let's face it, guys.
It doesn't make any sense, though.
I know, but it's guys.
There's no payoff.
Yeah, there isn't. I mean, you know. You know, unless, you know, you're just too lazy to go out to the kitchen, you know, and get a drink. It's just.
It's, let's go out to the kitchen and grab ourselves a cock.
That's where gay guys lose me, where it's just like, dude, you get into such ultra debaucherous stuff. Where you're like, you know, you can't, you know, they can't expect a straight guy to be, you know, down with that, even the gay sex for us. I don't care what anybody else does. But then when you kind of lay that out there, well, and like that,
this isn't gay specific. This is everybody does. I mean,
I think it's more of a gay thing. But maybe not, you know. I don't know.
It said anus or vagina.
Oh, it did, huh?
Yeah.
I think they were just being PC there. but I don't know. It's just a...
I just, you know, even other things like, you know, doo-doo play or anything like that.
Yeah.
There's guys... I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe when a Lust and Love ladies call in about 15 minutes, they'll Skype in. Maybe they can lay some...
Give a call right now, we can do their call now if they want.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, if they want to, whenever they want. I know Kitty just popped online in Skype, so she's online.
Get them fucking get that out of the way. I just love fucking giving them the old harangue.
Give them the business. Boss and bros can take a punch or
two. They sure can. That's right. But yeah, when you're with somebody for a while, it's like, you know, you can, you know, either lead up to certain things and you can be more open with, you know, sexuality if you get into something that's, quote, a little freaky or whatnot. But
right.
Especially in a new relationship or, you know, I mean, come on. Is there any one night stands where people are like, you know, hanging upside down from a fuck swing, getting their throat banged, you know, like, you know, like, I don't know. It's like, you have to have a read on somebody. You know what I mean? It's a read. It's more than just a vibe. You know, like, you can't just go with a vibe. You can get a vibe that a chick likes you or a guy likes you or whatever. But to know how, you know, depraved you want to go, it's tough to call that.
You know, maybe it's the people that meet each other, or maybe in some sort of like a community or something.
Yeah,
or,
maybe. Yeah,
you know,
it's gotta
or
be.
Friends of friends that kind of share the same. You know, you kind of hang out in the same. You know, comics hang out with comics. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it could be the
Felchers hang out with Felchers.
It could be the FOF club, the Friends of Felchers. Friends of Felchers.
But yeah, there's got to be some kind of unspoken. Maybe even almost like a nudist colony, like a nudist, you know, like your old lady there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. How there's, maybe like, there's a community.
Yeah, you start being a nudist, and then you kind of, you know, conversation or whatnot, and maybe, you know, you're just want to be a nudist. Maybe some people take it a little further. I just don't know. I just don't know why people would do that. I find it. There's nothing appealing to sucking semen out of a vagina or having it sucked out of my vagina.
I like it.
Unless you have like a chick who's like really OCD with cleanliness, you know, and
but you, if, once, go,
you know
once
what, can you shoot some Purell in there and then maybe just clean it?
Once something goes in my vagina, it's not coming out.
It just doesn't, yeah, it doesn't really ring true. Like, you can, like, even though, like, you know, we're straight and, you know, we, you know, don't get the gay sex thing, but you understand it's, hey, you know what? The guy's getting off.
Right.
And, you know, or the chicks, they're doing stuff, they're getting off. There's, you know, whether you're putting it into a vagina or you're putting it, you know.
Or you're scissoring, you know what I mean?
I hate that. Scissoring. Do they really do that?
Yeah.
It's dumb. It's like taking me to, or rubbing our elbows together, or not our elbows, the underarms, and just kind of grinding them against each other. What are you doing? Just take a double-ended dildo and just fucking run into each other like you're playing the old guys in the Old West would take 10 paces, turn around, and shoot.
The old right. Mexican standoff.
Take 10 lesbian steps, turn around, and you know what I mean? It's just dumb. So,
it's so hot, though.
I don't think so.
Seeing him scissor?
But it's just a constantly scooting, like, oh, scoot over a little bit. I got to scoot over a bit. Are you there yet? No, I got to turn this way. It's more logistics than anything. It just get a dildo, even if it's fucking 18 inches long.
You know what it basically is? If
scooch over. I'm not close enough. It just sounds like you're in a bad movie theater. It's just terrible.
If two vaginas were like two mouths, It's basically one was saying yes and the other one is saying no. And you're just rubbing the lips together.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and that was McCartney and Lennon did that too. It's called the lesbian song. You say yes, and I say no.
I say no.
You say cock, and I say I don't. Whatever, I don't know. Colorado Dickhead says it's the lesbian equivalent of space docking. But at least, I guess it is, it's all just dumb, you know, but at least the space, I mean, that docking stuff, there's somebody's getting a true stimulation, you know, by, you know, getting their penis jerked, you know?
Yeah, you would think there's really no clitoral stimulation with the scissoring.
Yeah, it's like when the guy said guys do sword fighting, you know what I mean? It's like, really, what are you getting out of that? You know what I mean? Is the competition that big for you, the Mr. fucking Alpha Male, that you even got a sword fight with another man? Just put it in his backside and call it a day already.
Guest 200, 277. Bumping donuts is hot. Where's the payoff, though? You know what
That's
I mean?
That's the thing. There's no payoff. And plus, you know, it's the ultimate AA baseball. You know what I mean? Like, you know, if you want to strap one on and bang her, you know, you're in the big leagues. That's as close as you're going to get, ladies. All right? Lesbians, you're not really having sex. I don't believe it's sex because you have to preface it with oral or dildo play or whatever. It's not just sex. If a girl says, yeah, I had sex with that girl, I'd be like, really? What'd you do? But if you go, hey, I had sex with that girl, I go, oh, so you put your penis in her vagina.
Yeah.
When it comes to lesbian, it's like, oh, you didn't have sex with her. You had oral sex and then you had toy play. You didn't actually have sex. So it's just to me, that aspect of it is, dude, it's the minor leagues, Kenny. It ain't the big leagues.
I got what you're saying. Yeah.
It ain't the big leagues. Come play with the big boys. You know what I mean? Pump your vagina with fucking steroids and grape jelly. And then fucking come on over to the fucking big leagues.
Grape jelly. Now we're going somewhere.
Yeah, we are. That's right. We're going right to Dunkin' Donuts. Come on, fellas. Let's go. Can I get that vagina-filled fucking grape jelly donut over there? Give me that one. It's got the oval-looking donut there. Let me check that one out there. No powder on it, though, please.
Grape jelly. That's great.
Shit. You know what? Since the girls want to call and you want to take like a, I'll do like a 3 minute, like a quick 3 minute break.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and do something else.
Yeah, that'll work.
All right. We'll be right back. It's the Conti Kenny Show on morelikeradio.com.
Yes! Oh, I like it.
Conti and Kenny are comedians who are equipped for docking and urinating and being somewhat disgusting.
I used to drive a bigger truck, right? So I can go into the back of the truck and you can use like a Snapple bottle or something, a vitamin water bottle. You can't use a soda bottle.
Did you ever masturbate in the back of the truck?
No.
No, you never did?
No.
Just like, you're like waiting to get, you know, like a, just waiting to get some time.
Yeah, I mean, if I have to pee and I have nowhere to go, and in the back of the truck, like a vitamin water, any of the ones with the bigger, you know, mouth on it. I can't do it with like a bottle of Pepsi. You can't. It's like I'm trying to shove it
You're
in there.
You're ruining Christmas like presents.
Yeah, it's like I'm trying to put a balloon on one of the fucking helium things on it with mine. I'm trying to blow up a balloon. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, Rob, like, whoa. It's like trying to clamp it on. You know what I mean? That would be the only way I'd be able to do it like that. I'd have to use my foreskin as like the launching thing.
You gotta dock a Mountain Dew bottle. That's fucking funny. You gotta pull it over and
pinch it over. Pinch it over, maybe take a rubber band and tie it around it so nothing squirts out the side.
ContiandKennyShow.com.
Here at More Like Radio, we're all radio professionals, especially Kevin from Alcohol by Volume. Marvel as he winds his way through the twists and turns of Skype.
And of course, if anybody does want to Skype in...
Oh, you're about to get a Skype call this week. What is the first thing we did in the show? We turned Skype into a verb.
Yeah.
Which I think is breaking new ground, personally. But that's just me.
Here we go. Answering the call. Hello.
So, yeah, not to interrupt this exciting hockey talk, but what's going on, guys?
And call not found, any drop me. That's fantastic. Okay, hang on. I don't know.
hockey, huh? So, yeah, it's a bunch of white guys hitting stuff on ice.
Hey, there are maybe like four or five black guys.
Okay, now I have to bring him back in, right? Call on hold. Kevin?
It's under the impression this was a drunk show, not bore everyone that's listening show.
Well, I'm still in the process of drinking.
I think we lost Kevin, or Kevin decided to be lost.
Oh, yeah, shit. Well, you're still in the process of boring people.
And I just realized I put Dennis on hold somehow.
Because, apparently neither one of us knows how to use Skype, which is fantastic.
I'll preemptively say you're welcome for coming on and saving the show.
Well, you know, it's not brain stew 6 hours or whatever.
By the way, this is that nightmare that I've been having of at some point finally getting on call and talking to somebody and being on air, and everybody else just dropping, and I'm being alone on mic, and I'm talking, and no one's joining. So pretty much my nightmare is being punchy. Let me try to call.
Yeah, you know, he, let me see,
And, come on.
Okay. Dennis is back
there
now.
There you guys are.
Sorry, look, Dennis.
Wow, fucking radio professional over here. By the way, too busy to make videos anymore. Doesn't know how to add people to conference.
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
I personally enjoy lesbians.
Punching lesbians.
You can't hit a gay guy because that's a hate crime. But if you punch a lesbian, she deserves it.
If you punch a lesbian, that's called a fair fight.
Punch a gay guy, you're in trouble. You kick a lesbian's ass and you go, you won.
It's a
fair fight. People are going to start punching lesbians.
It was a standing eight count. Take care. Get back to your corners, and we'll fight again tomorrow, faggots. To explain, let me explain. Kenny Michaels.
Oh!
Punching lesbians again.
I was drunk.
I'm no fruitcake, but if I was, I'd bang that fuck Kenny Michaels from the Conti and Kenny Show.
I probably would have gone into that kind of lifestyle.
All right, we're back. I know Kenny's he's right near his computer. He's getting back. I can tell. But I got it. Don't rush yourself, Kenny, to get back. Don't go crazy. It's a Conti and Kenny Show, of course. Conti and Kenny Show, of course. And the phone number is 330-227-4643. Our NPN Studios.
Yeah, I'm here, brother.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Oh, Colorado Dickhead said, are you guys still good terms with Christine? You should have her guest sometime. Yeah, of course we're still friends with Christine. She's she's big time now. She works for Spike TV. She actually tried to help us out once and tried to pitch like something. I don't know, but she's all over.
We'll say it's not dead in the water.
Yeah, it probably is. But we should definitely have Christine come up one time. That'd be fun.
She'd love it.
Yeah. Be like old school.
Yeah, she's been around with us for a long time.
Yeah, she was like a friend of the show, and then she was doing my show with me when I did my little cute little stint for a while. And yeah, Dickhead loves her. Yeah, she's great. She's got she's feisty, right? Which is just a nice way of calling a girl a bitch. But she's never been a bitch to me.
If I keep eating out on the road, I'm going to need a stint.
Oh, look at you making jokes. All right. Yeah, if the girls want to call in, they can. There we go. Dude, did you hear about this fucking reporter? She got fired, right? This reporter got fired because of she posted candid confessions on her fucking blog. Just another fucking boring broad who's got to have a blog because, you know, you think you're important. It's only because you're hot, honey. That's the only reason people give a shit about her stupid blog. She was fired for posting candid confessions on her personal blog. She's from, of course, Alabama. She got a bit too free with her speech for her employer's comfort. It was titled Confessions of a Redheaded Reporter. Why don't you just do your job instead of trying to be sexy? Huh? I thought you women wanted to be like, hey, we don't want to be sex symbols. But then it always comes back to fucking sex. And you got to be sexy, whether you're a fucking comic or you're a reporter. You got to show your tits because you got to get a little further ahead. What's the matter? The fucking cast of couch wasn't good enough for you? So now you got to have your blog and you got to be, oh, I'm sexy. Dude, listen to some of the things she put.
I completely disagree with
you.
You
100%. Disagree with me on that? Fuck them. I'm sick of these broads getting fucking ahead of places because they're showing their tits. This is titled Confessions of a Redheaded Reporter. The post consisted of 10 too hot for TV revelations about Alan's behind the scenes insecurities and whatever. One, I've gone braless during a live broadcast and no one was the wiser. My best sources are the ones who secretly have a crush on me. Do they? Who gives a shit? I am better live when I have no script and have no idea what I'm talking about. That I don't believe for a fucking moment. Four, I've mastered the ability to control my body into a position that makes me appear much skinnier in front of the camera than I actually am. Okay, that's not a big deal.
What does that mean?
Who gives a shit? This fucking chick's boring. Number five, I hate the right side of my face. What are we... Okay.
I'll just come on the left one.
Exactly. Okay. They're fucking... Yeah, we'll put you in fucking Batman 2. Nothing on the Batman 2. Okay. I'm frightened. I'm frightened of old people, and I refuse to do stories involving them or the places they reside. Okay. Whatever. I don't know.
Okay, that could be a little discriminative.
Well, yeah, but I don't think that's, like, risque. Happy, fluffy, rainbow stories about good things.
In that one,
all
she had to say was, I don't like the smell of doo-doo.
And mothballs, yeah, and mothballs. Yeah. Happy, fluffy, rainbow stories about good things make me depressed. You're just trying to be ironic there now. I've taken naps in the news car. I don't know. Okay. Nine, if you ramble and I deem you unnecessary for my story, I'll stop recording but let you think otherwise. And 10.
She got one over on them.
She did. Number 10, I've stolen mail, then put it back. Maybe. It's like, all right, this is her blog.
So she posted this and this got her fired?
Yeah, got her fired. Good. Not that I think she should have got fired, but who gives a shit? Another fucking dummy who thinks you think you're way more important and way more fucking, you think you're relevant. You're not.
Influential.
You're a fucking broad fucking reporter. Be a good reporter. Don't just be a fucking hot chick. All right. Let's see. I think the girls are calling in. Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hello. I think that's Marianne. And do we have Kitty?
Yes, it's me.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
All right. Is D calling in?
No, but Dak Fox is.
I don't know. What is the word Dak? Is that like a...
Dak.
Dark Fox.
Oh,
yeah, like a video of Kenny.
Oh, you can see me?
I can see you.
Oh, let me shut that off. I've got underwear hanging from the ceiling.
Yay!
Yes.
And I see the hooker in the bathroom.
Oh, that's hot.
Here comes Dak.
I was just getting freaking swelled.
All right, we got. Is this Dak Fox?
Oh God! No, she's got you doing it.
Dak Fox.
That fucking accent is an erection crusher, isn't it?
It goes inside, dude. It hides inside near my sphincter.
Oh.
How you doing, brother?
Pretty good, sir. And yourself?
Not bad. I don't know. Kenny, do you know Dark Fox?
I'm not sure. I know of Dark Fox, of course.
It's Dak Fox.
No, it's
Dak Fox.
You mix your fucking vowels up all
Dak
over the place.
Fox.
You got an A where there no should be. You have an O where a shut the fuck up should be. You know what I mean?
Oh, I miss this so much.
So, what's going on, people? How's everything going?
It's been like a month since we've done radio.
Yeah, I know. The rating show.
Oh, that's good or bad.
That could be taken any way you like, dear.
I'll take it. Good.
So what's
like the last couple of weeks? It's like, oh, Lust and Love will be on next, and it's like, no, we're not.
No, Kitty's been very sick.
Oh yeah, really? What you got, Kitty?
I had bronchitis.
Ooh.
And then I had like a touch of pneumonia in my right lung.
Damn, girl.
So I was out for 3 weeks.
Wow.
Two weeks in bed, but you know what? I have to say, I had my nurse Marianne like at my call. She was there for me. I love her.
It is nice when you have a friend who's in the medical field that can keep you at ease, but also help you in those couple of moments where you're like, dude, what is this? Oh,
yeah,
you're
or why is this happening? Why am I spitting up stuff? I want to kill my mother-in-law. Please stop me.
Right, exactly. You know, and they can give you... Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Dark Fox was talking. I'm sorry. So what brings you on the program, Mr. Fox?
I've been forced. I've been attacked under duress.
Why? Why'd they want you to call in? There had to be a reason. Chicks don't do anything for no reason because that would be irrational, right?
Yeah, I'm just going to leave that one right out there.
What happened?
Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm just going to leave that one right out there because chicks most definitely do completely irrational things. I married an irrational woman, and then I decided that wasn't good enough. I had to go join three irrational women on a radio show.
Oh, very nice. So it's going to be Dark Fox now.
Dark Fox.
Very cool.
He is now our new fourth.
The Dak Fox. Now, where do you reside, Mr. Fox?
Dark Fox resides up in Canada here and does a passable British accent, which apparently goes over really well when reading gay confections on Facebook. So
when you do the Fifth Circle shit, right?
Fifth Circle and H&G before that.
I love the Fifth Circle stuff that they make you read because you truly sound disgusted in what you're reading. It's fantastic, dude.
I write that crap. They would never berate themselves like that. If it was for them, they would put themselves over all the time.
Oh, great. So you're just a good actor, man. Very good. I like it. I like your delivery. And I might, I want to definitely get your info. I may want you to maybe record a couple things for me. You think you might be able to do that?
Hey, you can't steal him from us.
What are you talking about? Listen, we're men.
He belongs to us now.
What do they call that? Doze before fucking grows or whatever they call it. We're not going to, you know.
Grows before hoes?
Whatever. Who gives a rat's ass? Point is that he's a man and he's going to be like.
The more like radio whore.
Nice.
I get passed around all over the fucking place.
Good. Maybe we'll do some felching on you. That would be good.
Ooh.
Every show I get passed on to seems to take a hiatus.
Oh, no.
Ill or something.
Well, we were talking about...
I was really sick.
We were discussing this before. Somehow we got on the topic of felching.
And then she got bronchitis.
Yes. Yeah, I know. I saw what you did. I acknowledged it. We moved on. Okay. But we were discussing this felching thing. And you girls know what this is?
Yes.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Dark Fox, do you know what this is?
Yeah.
I am a fan of the felching.
Oh, are you really? I didn't realize you Canadians, you liked weed and felching. But. We and Kenny were discussing it. Two aspects of it. Number one, what's the payoff for doing this? And two, like, how do you introduce this or let a partner know that you're into something so depraved and disgusting?
It's not specific to felching. It's like anything. Anything weird that you want to do.
That's like truly weird. Like, not like, you know, I like to wear a cat suit while you fuck me on the drapes. Like, not like that, but like if you're...
How you gonna fuck on the drapes?
I don't know. She's hanging off the drapes and you fucking stick it in her. I don't know. I was just making up some sort of nonsense.
I didn't know you fucked monkeys.
Well, I am a gorilla, so... So it's just... It's weird. Like, if you introduce something that's really, really off, where there's only a few... There's a small group of people that are into this, the type of a fetish... Like, what do you think is the, like, you know, for you girls, like,
do you have to start, do you have to start out in a community and kind of like feel your way around, or do you just go, yeah, I like to felch, you know, how does it happen, you know, or we were talking about doo-doo play, you know, how do you go, well, babe, I want to try something different, just, can I use your chest for a minute, you know, it's like, how do you find it or come about it?
I would say, like, you would be like, hey, honey, you know what? I like to felch. Look at her face, and if she's disgusted, you say, "I mean, belch. I'm sorry."
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, you're not going to see her. One. You're not going to see her face too much because you're just going to see the back of her head as she leaves the room and your life.
I feel like felching finds its home and its actual place of origin with cuckolding. I feel like that's where it comes.
You
from.
Think so? Cause
I think so. Well, all the cuckold porn I've ever seen is always, you know, interracial, and then the guy cleans up the wife afterwards.
See, I never, I always thought that had something to do with like, kind of a low self-esteem or like a humiliation type of thing. But if there's something physical afterwards, I'm not going to disagree with you. You know, like to sit there and have your wife get fucked by somebody, obviously. Somebody who, you know, maybe, you know, the neighbors would be like, why is this man at the house, you know, and or whatever. There's got to be like this kind of a self loathing or like the a true low self-esteem where you want to be humiliated. So that's why I'm just trying to get the actual play. This I don't know. I don't get any type of bodily fluids besides the good old fashioned gushing from a chick or just the normal just squirtola of a guy and just landing it on some chick somewhere.
Well, I wonder if it comes from guys that have a lot of power out in the real world, like CEOs and shit like that, and they just need to feel dominated or embarrassed entirely in the bedroom or something.
There is something to that where they there is some sort of known where a lot of people who are judges and people of power, and they like to, whether they like to be dominated in by a dominatrix, or they, you know, there is something of that where they, because all day it's just power over people, and you just want to have that. It's like, you know, what you do all day at work, when you go home, you don't want to do that at, you know, at home also. So, yeah, I've heard that, and I agree 100%. I believe that there are people who have all that power, and they just want to be, they just want to take it 180 degrees and go the opposite. I don't know about girls, but maybe with guys. What do you think, gals?
I think it's disgusting.
I never understood any type of play with urine or feces. I just never got it. I don't know if that's just, like, is that like we were talking about how people...
If she was into it, I'd let her pee on me in the shower. Like on my leg.
Okay.
I think that can happen because I pee in the shower, so you might get a little sprinkle yeah. on you.
Yeah. If she was like, I really want to pee on you, I'm like, well, it ain't happening in the car or at a wedding.
Yeah. So the bride cuts the cake.
It's going to be in the shower. I'll let you pee on my leg. You know, I've left my signature all over you. as requested, and you complied, so I owe it to you, so you can pee on my leg. Then I'm going to pee back on her, and then it's going to be a pee fight, and that could be hot. But it's still going to be in the shower, so it just washes away, and then you just have to lay down and go to sleep and forget about
maybe
it.
Maybe the urine, because you know what? Even if you happen – just hear me out. I'm not into urine play by any means, but if you happen to – as a guy, if you ever peed on your hand, you know, like accidentally, it's not like getting duty on your hand. Because when you get duty on your hand, it's like your hand is on fire. You're like, get this fucking thing off. And you're doing whatever you can, and you're scrubbing. If it's urine, you probably don't even wash your hand. You're like, yeah, it's pee. Who gives
a
shit?
Well, a lot of guys don't wash their hands after they pee.
Yeah, who cares? You know, it's just urine. It's pee-pee. My dad used to tell me. My dad told me as a kid, if I was ever in the woods lost and I got a bad cut, that I should pee on the cut, and that'll help keep it clean. I'm like, first of all, Dad, are you planning on throwing me into the woods somewhere and then leaving me there? Like, we don't live near woods. And he told me that. Like, really?
Just think of it. Like, you can step in dog or cat shit barefoot, and you're like, oh, man, you could wipe a baby's ass. But when it's like human grown-up turd, it's like, it's kryptonite.
Yeah.
You run for the hills. You know, if you see a human turd is the funniest thing of all time. My friend was walking his dog one time in like around Central Park or something, and his dog ate human shit, like a bum's shit.
Kenny, yeah, it was deal with shit for a living. I'm just letting you know that.
What happened?
I'm in comedy. I deal with shit for a living, too, so.
I said some of us deal with shit for a living.
What, are you a nurse?
She's in the medical field, of course, dum-dum.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I forgot about it. Oh, well, then you are a shit pro.
Shit pro, for sure.
Shit pro.
Shit.
Colorado Dickhead in the chat said that show, The Kids in the Hall, had a good sketch about the CEO types getting dominated. So, you know, it's definitely common knowledge, and but that the feces thing, like, I've never watched Two Girls in a Cup. I saw the first, as soon as I saw that fucking chocolate ice cream, I just turned it off, and I said, I have no desire to peek and look at it. It's just, I gag too easy. I'd be the worst homosexual. I can't. I can't even, like, fucking put one of those culture things into my throat. I'm just gagging. I would be the worst gay dude. They'd be like, you're a shallow throat Conti. That's what they would call me. And I would just be like, all right, I got to go, guys.
I can't hang.
Put it in my hiney. I can't give you head, so.
But I could jerk two of yous off at the same time.
So is tonight the night that you guys start with the Dark Fox?
Two in a hand, one in a kisser. That's your next album.
Holy shit, two in a hand, one in a kisser. God damn, that's funny. Is tonight the night you guys start out with the Dark Fox?
Actually, it was 3 weeks ago we did.
What do you mean 3 weeks ago? You didn't do a show 3 weeks ago.
Well, for a month ago.
A month ago.
Would you do one show and then you didn't do any?
Right. Yeah, exactly. I gave them the HIV and they all took off.
But you never told anybody that you... I didn't even know that you did a show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know why? We were trying to call in to you guys, but Dutch took over your show.
Oh, yeah, and then you guys didn't have time for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I forgot Dutch. About that, because Dutch is pretty and important, and you guys would rather talk to him.
He's a little needy, right?
Dutch is, but he is very pretty.
He is a pretty fucking dude. He really is. So I'm, this is kind of cool. The Dark Fox is going to be joined with the girls. And
look at this, all the technology. We're all in different states.
Yeah, I'm in Jersey. Kenny's in Florida. The Dark Fox, where in Canada do you live, bro?
I'd love to hear you pronounce it. Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan. Got that fucking down like nothing, bro.
Look at you.
Shit.
You should tour some of the great comedy clubs here. There's, a closet somewhere, I'm sure.
Yeah, Yuck Yucks. I think there's a Yuck Yuck. There's a Yuck Yuck in every fucking town in Saskatchewan, right?
I think so. There's even ones in towns that are less than 20,000 people, if memory serves.
Wow. Very cool. And then, of course, Kitty's in California.
In beautiful California.
That's right. And so this is good. Sorry. What's going to be on the docket tonight, everybody?
That's a great question.
Yes.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Oh, we're going to talk about the toothpaste, the blow paste.
What's, oh, yes.
What's blow paste as I get the...
Blow paste is a gluten-free toothpaste that you can use to kind of numb your throat, I think, to blow, you know, give your boyfriend a blowjob.
Really? It numbs your throat?
Wait, was that the thing? Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Has anyone checked if semen is gluten-free? What's the sense of numbing your esophagus if the, you know, the 19-inch black ding-dong is pouring gluten-filled semen into your stomach? Then, you
semen
know,
has no calories, so it's okay. Shock.
What's that?
Semen has no calories.
Yeah, but if it still have, if it has gluten, it, well, you know, it wouldn't have gluten.
Can we stop in America with the gluten? Gluten is not fucking cyanide. It's not. It's been in food forever.
Gluten is delicious.
I don't even know what it is. I thought it was white flour.
So is 19-inch black penis.
Apparently, you're alone on that one, Kenny.
Yeah, I got. Yeah, I'm on an island now.
You are fucking. Yeah, you are on Fiji. Fiji Fag Island, all right?
About so to get this... hit by Flossie.
All right, well, oops. Let me just lower this a little bit. Very cool. So, Lust and Love is back on the air tonight. Well, is it just you three tonight?
Yes.
Okay. So, it'll be...
I'm in a hotel room, so I'm going to pop in with you guys, if that's okay.
Of course.
Yeah, and we all do okay. Cody Road.
What was that?
That.
No idea.
Fuck was that? Was that Marcia Clark fucking chiming in from the past? The fuck was that?
Maybe she likes a 19-inch penis.
She might. She was with Charles... oh, man. I'm showing my age. Right? Charles Darden, right? Yeah, they were banging each other for a while. Little taboo love. Gotta love that. So at 10 o'clock, it's going to be Lust and Love.
She was preferable to Al Cummings.
So right after us at 10 o'clock, don't go anywhere. It's Lust and Love with Marianne, Kitty, D, who's not in tonight, and Dark Fox.
Dark Fox.
The Dark Fox.
Dark Fox.
Nice.
Dark Fox.
Dark Fox. It sounds like the new French president. President Dak Fox. F-A-U-X.
Just bomb the fucking place? That'd be great.
Well, this is great, man. I am looking forward to more of these with the Dak Fox and Marianne and Kitty. So don't go anywhere. They'll be on at 10 o'clock from 10 to midnight. And also get their podcast on morelikeradio.com/downloads.
Podcast.
Loads, I said.
Mm. Podcast.
Podcast. Very cool.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for climbing in
guys.
The show. And we gotta fire off and get out of here. But thanks for calling in, Marianne, Kitty, and also Dark Fox.
Thank you, guys.
It's Dark Fox.
Kenny, call in whenever you want.
I don't think I can crawl.
Yeah, just give me a little bit and I'll pop in with you guys.
Sure.
What'd you say, Dark Fox?
I don't think my dick can crawl any farther into my fucking body.
Oh, she is in a fucking, like, it's the voice. The voice, it's just an erection eraser. It just, you know, like, not when she puts on the good voice. The good voice, it's nice.
Yeah, the sexy time voice is great.
Oh yeah, you know, you could flick your dick a little bit and it gets going, but then when she puts on that fucking horrendous cock erasing fucking, it's terrible. But all right, let's get out of here so I can do these dumb plugs and we can get you girls out of here.
All right, bye.
Talk to you soon and stay tuned for Lust and Love. Later, Doc Fox. Bye bye. All right. We might run a
nice
couple.
Nice guys. Nice ladies. Nice ladies and nice guy.
Yep. Well, Kenny, we did it. Not too bad. I think the show went pretty good. I think it was pretty funny.
I think, dude, it was just me and you and fucking 1,000 miles away.
Weird. Yeah, right?
I think it went fucking awesome.
All right. Let me see if I can get these plugs out in the next minute. Here we go. Our Twitter accounts, CNK Show. Mine is at Joe Conti Comic. Kenny's is at Kenny Michaels 5. Friend our Facebook. Subscribe to both the podcasts, The Conti Kenny Show and Shorts. Get my DVD called Happiness. Go to my website, joeconti.com. and friends of the show, GodHatesBrickStone.com, JJComedy.com, Life-Forever.com, and some podcasts that we are friends with, besides all of the shows on More Like Radio, Metal Breakfast Radio, Unlearn with Rich and Tony, the I Don't Know Joe show with Joe Fernandez, and Dave Cyrus is now doing a show on Tuesday nights, but I don't know the time. So if you want, find Dave on Twitter at Brickstone News. And we're out of here. Kenny, I'll talk to you tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I'm going to call you in a couple minutes, real quick.
Fuck. When I get home, I'm hanging up on you.
I'll call you in the car.
All right, call me in 5 minutes.
Caprice.
Bye, honey.
Fucking juice box funny.
You felching faggot.
All right, eat shit and die, brother.
I will, in that order. Goodbye.
Well, so long, loser. I'll see you next week.